Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, greetings. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom, Rastafari. Yes, yes, yes. So here we're at the fifth day of the Shavuot chant, 5 days already. The Shavuot is almost fulfilled this Sabbath, the sabbatical study here with the 39th degree. Here at Ordinance, a Sabbath Ordinance, Shabbat Chukat. Like to get into some of the preliminary Q&A, you know, questions and answers right here. Today's daily song, we have Psalm 4. Psalm 4 is seen an evening prayer and relief, and Psalm 4 is a companion with Psalm 3. Psalm 3, a morning prayer in distress. So what we have here as we study to show ourselves approved, and especially the Psalms. The Psalms are very much a key for discipleship. Right from, we could say, the Brit Hayashana, the Old Testament times, the Brit Hadasha, as disciples in Amharic, referred to as a Deka Mezmor, a disciple, Deka Mezamorit, Deka from Dekika, a child, also Dekeka, which means like to grind or to pulverize, like to refine. The sense of it is to refine something, so the refinement in the Psalms. Also, we'd like to note this right here. Previously, right, on the previous day, the daily psalm was Psalm 51. Now, as we've been studying the Midrash, now what is the Midrash, right? The Midrash. We'll come from Darash. Darash in Hebrew, similar to the Deres, Deres Pomerinia, but Darash, like to seek. Like it says, seek, derosh, derosh, Yahuwah, derosh, seek he who be who he be while he may be found, derosh, so to seek. Seek in what sense? Just to connect this idea of Midrash, because others might say, oh, that's some Jewish thing. Well, actually, it goes deeper to the Hebrew roots of we, the B'nai Yisrael, right? It's basically study, a way of bringing it out, like you said, the bite, the house, or the bait. The house midrash. If you want to say it in a simple, no accent, the Beit Midrash. That's the house of study. So when it says to seek Yahweh Hakadosh Baruch Hu Baruch Hashem while he may be found, how do we seek him? One way we seek him is through his revealed revelation, and we see the revealed revelation as Ha Torah, and then we also seek him in the creation. So in the creation and his revealed revelation. In fact, there's some psalms, I think it's Psalm, which psalm is it? It's Psalm, is that 19? Yeah, it's Psalm 19 that actually brings it out. Part of the psalm is speaking about Yahweh, Jehovah, his revelation in creation, right? And then the next half or next part of the psalm brings out his revelation in and through HaTorah, through the Torah, directions, instruction. Right? So in the Midrash is a compendium of ancient reasonings of the sages going all the way to, we could say, the so-called Old Testament time and also the intertestamental times. That's like the Maccabee, the Apocrypha book times, and even coming forward to even the time of our rabbi, Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMoshiach, the rabbi of rabbis, like Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and even some later, you know, Midrash studies that are based on the earlier studies. Now, I mention all that to say that today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, when we say the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, this is to bring to remembrance Archbishop Yitzhak, whom Kedemawi Haile Selassie had sent for I and I to bring the true teaching of the true church in the professing church, speaking about the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church. And it is through that revelation of the church that we came across the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrew, the Daily Psalms. And what we did, this is almost a couple of decades ago, we began to say, well, we always like Psalms and everything. You know, you could start with Psalm 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. But then we saw this order of Psalms, of daily Psalms, and then also evening Psalms. And under evening Psalms, we share here on the ear. Today's the evening Psalm here is Psalm 81 for the fifth day of the Shavuot. Now, here's what's of interest, that in Judaism, today's quote form of what they call Judaism, a lot of it's based on ancient, we could say, Hebraicism, or the ancient Israelites of, we could say, the Old Testament. But these psalms that are the evening psalms, so from the first day, from Sunday, what's called Sunday, we know as the first day, we have Psalm 24, the evening psalm. For the Monday evening psalm, we have Psalm 48. For Tuesday, the third day of the Shavuot, counting from the first day that the Gentiles call Sunday, come to Tuesday, the Tuesday evening psalm is Psalm 82. Then we come to the Wednesday, the fourth day of the Shavuot, the fourth day of the 7 days, the middle of the week, the midway of the 7 days. We have Psalm 94. Then here for the fifth day of the Shavuot, we have Psalm 81. Right. Then for the Friday, the Sabbath Eve, the Friday psalm, for the sixth day, we have Psalm 93. Right. And then for the Shabbat day, we have Psalm 92. Now, these are the evening psalms, according to the ancient order that we refer to as the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the Israelites of Ethiopia. Kind of interesting, because these are also the same psalms, as we go into more study and research, that our research and has proven or has brought forward that these were the psalms, the evening psalms, that were said to be recited in the temple in Jerusalem by the Levites, Levitical priesthood. So we find that to be quite interesting, since the Ethiopians, we say the Ethiopians of the true faith, the Judeo-Christian, and we're looking at that because we're looking at our roots, since there's a claim that the Israelites, Solomon and Sheba, the Ark of the Covenant, and to I, that verifies those claims. Not just that they claim these things, but then as we look into the way that they practice these things, you say, that's interesting. So here in the Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, they have these particular psalms, and Archbishop Yitzhak and the church that he brought forward over here by His Imperial Majesty's will for I&I, that has a big connection with the Ethiopian World Federation. So if one's want to know about, well, how did the Ethiopian Orthodox Church come to America, come to the West? There's a lot of different rumors out there and so forth and so on, but we would advise ones to read the book that the late Archbishop Yitzhak had wrote, and that's called The Ethiopian Tewahedo Church, an Integrally African Church. That particular document is very difficult and hard to find, because there are many ones, enemies, antichrists, that have suppressed and sought to suppress that particular book, that particular document. But hopefully we can get that document into circulation again, because Archbishop Yitzhak gives us the keys, the truth of the faith, of the history of Ethiopia, and even the connection of the revelation of Rastafari. Also, he speaks about the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated. In that particular document, he gives thanks to that first set of the membership, of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, amongst the Black Americans and other of our Black people over here in the Americas and the Caribbean. But it was the Federation members in the Americas who actually made the request, to learn more about Ethiopia's ancient, we say, Judeo-Coptic, Judeo-Christian faith. Because the founders of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, the Black Americans namely, they were various ones of various different, we could say, Black church and Black Christian denominations, like the Abyssinian Baptist Church and other churches that were pro-Black, pro-African, we could say pro-Ethiopian specifically. So that's how the Ethiopian Orthodox, the Tewahedo Church, came to America. It came to America because the members of the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated requested it. And how do we verify what we just said, you know, and substantiate it? Well, it's based on Archbishop Yitzhak's, his own testimony in the book that he wrote and that enemies of the truth have tried to suppress. Copies are available out there, but if anybody can get a PDF to I&I, we're going to have to even go get an underground print because it's a very important document that ones have to read. A lot of the questions and confusions concerning the faith, the liberty, Ethiopia, the history are simply explained, you know, and clarified, as well as points of references are made by Archbishop Yitzhak, the late Archbishop Yitzhak. So basically, it was the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated called for the church. That's the truth of that particular matter. But in saying all of that, basically, just bringing forward today's daily psalm is Psalm 4. Now, we have a midrash, a study to share, right? And in the midrash, here's what's particularly interesting. We touch on the evening psalms, you know, like Psalm 24, Sunday, first day, all the way to today's evening psalm, and then we have the daily psalms. Now, Psalm 51 was the previous daily psalm, and that psalm concerned the repentance of David. We call that the Hebrew prayer of repentance, the particular repentance of David concerning the adultery and murder that the scripture narrates he committed in the incident of Bathsheba. Now, in today's daily psalm, Psalm 4, in a further midrash, a study from the ancient sages studying the psalms, we get to find that it continues, it links Psalm 4 even with the incident that is the main theme of Psalm 51. Now, you know, Psalm 4, if you count in a chronological sense, from 4 to 51, you got a kind of a way to go, right? But in the study of the psalm, these psalms are almost connected back to back. And in the Midrash document, we have the translators and the, you could say the interpreters and others, mostly maybe European Jews, they said that they wondered, like, there must have been some ancient order. They were trying to figure out, like, some ancient order, how all this kind of came about. And it's a mystery that they find. This kind of proves that, well, they're coming into somebody else's thing, right? I&I, we can answer that particular mystery. Basically, the daily psalms and the midrash go together. We have kind of proven this in season, out of season. Some of the Havarim know that we'll go to the midrash and say, how interesting in the midrash and the study is linking to the previous psalm for the previous day. That means that when they went through these studies and compiled these things, there was an ancient order that reflects the same order we have in the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews and the daily psalms, what we call Davidic worship. So we'd like to bring that forward to the eye then. Just a couple of words right here. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 4, which is an evening prayer in relief. And it is a companion to Psalm 3, a morning prayer or a dawning prayer in distress. So in other words, in a chronological sense, Psalm 3 was prayed and chanted in the morning and like the dawning in the day, like the early part of a day, a stressful, distressful day. And then when we get to the next Psalm, Psalm 4, we have an evening prayer. Wow. You know, an evening prayer in relief. So how these two psalms, you know, go together. But here for the upper room of Zion for the podcast right here.
And when they would come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room. Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room, where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes, and Judas the brother of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren.
Christian tradition based on Acts 1:13, the upper room was said to be the site of the Last Supper, i.e. the cenacle. But it was not the upper room found in Mark 14:15 and Luke 22:12 is the site of the Last Supper. However, the upper room in Zion, Acts 1:13, located on Mount Zion in the city of Dawid, was the usual place where the apostles of Adonai Baruch Hu stayed in Jerusalem. And according to the Rastafari Encyclopedia, based upon Acts 2:42, as it is written, "And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and breaking of bread and in prayers." It was thus the first church of the Nazarene, our black master and savior, Jesus Christ, and said by many to be the first Christian church.
Give thanks, Haber, Ras, Sahar Ahad, right there, for the description of the upper room. Upper Room podcast right here.
Then returned they unto Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room where abode both Peter and James and John and Andrew, Philip and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James the son of Alphaeus, and Simon Zelotes.
From the upper room of beyond, what they beyond, distinguishing the light seeker from the peon. Ra, say it honestly upon us, knowledge that is eons old, has it been told since the days of old, and I sit watching the story unfold. Yeshua gave us the code, gave us the name, Ketamawi Hala Selassie, the first will reign, the opener, the book of the seven seals. Time for the gathering, it's the matter, and no, not the Vatican. Christ in his kingly character, we on that again. I'ma keep speaking the scriptures until I'm out of wind. Built on the true foundation, there's no shaking. There's no need of you hating, stop hesitating. How many of you have been waiting? In the upper room, we meeting in the upper room of Zion.
These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary the mother of Jesus and with his brethren. And when they were come in, they went up into an upper room. They went up into an upper room.
So hear the evening psalm here for the fifth day of the Shavuot, the fifth day of the week. Right here, keeping the sabbatically strong. Psalm 81.
Mizmor pe alef lam natseyah al hagittit le asaf.
Sing aloud unto God our strength.
Uzenu. Arninu lelohim uzenu.
Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. God of Jacob.
Lelohe Yaakov.
Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. I removed his shoulder from the burden. His hands were delivered from the pots. Thou calledst in trouble, and I delivered thee. I answered thee in the secret place of thunder. I proved thee at the waters of Meribah. Selah. Hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee. O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me, there shall no strange god be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange god. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. But my people would not hearken to my voice, and Israel would none of me. So I gave them up unto their own heart's lust, and they walked in their own counsels. Oh, that my people had hearkened unto me, and Israel had walked in my ways.
I should soon have subdued their enemies and turned my hand against their adversaries. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. But their time should have endured forever. He should have fed them also with the finest of the wheat, and with honey out of the rock should I have satisfied,
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
For with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and another tongue, for with stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips and stammering lips to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming. For with stammering lips and another tongue, and another tongue to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming, to this blaspheming.
Evil, boy, everything takes time.
Bukaya Hamishi. It is the fifth day of the week, and we do have a Tehillim that is recited in the fifth day of the week, found in chapter 81, and again it will be recited also in Hebrew. Let's begin. Ramnazeha al Hagetit La Asaf Haninu Lelohim Uze Haru Lelohe Yaakov, Su, Zimra, Utnetov, Kino, Naim, El Navel, Tiku, Vahoresh, Shofa, Bakese, Leyom, Hage, Ki, Hoch, La Yisrael, Hu, Mishpot, Lelohe, Yaakov. Edut, Bihosef, Sam, Bazit, Alweet, Mizraim, Sofat, Lo, Yadati, Eshma, Hasiroti, Misavel, Shikim, Kape, Midud, Tavona, Badzara, Karata, Vahalve, Im, Basita, Raam, Echan, Alme, Mriva, Sela. Shema, Ame, Veeda, Ba, Yisrael, Im, Tishmale, Lo Yiye, V, El, Za, Vilo, Tishtahave, Leel, Neha. Anoke, Yahava, Elohe, Hamaal, Me'eret, Midraim, Hahefpe, Va'amale. Veloshama, Ame, Lakole, Vizrael, Lo'avale. Va'ashache, Bishwerut, Leba, Yaku, Bimoazote. Lu, Ame, Shomea, Li, Yisrael, Birwake, Yahaleko. Timat, Oeve, Aknea, Val, Zore, Ashiv, Yadi. Mazane, Yahava, Yakahashulo, Vihe, Ita, Lolam. Vaya Akile, Mehalev, Heta, Umizur, Devash, Asbeye.
Yes, 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 yes. Aleph for Shema, Shema Yisrael. That was Queen Makeda. Queen Makeda, Queen Makeda. I just noticed that the mic was on mute right here. That's Queen Makeda with the Shema Yisrael and the brother bringing out, you know, the prophecies concerning I and I because of hard of hearing, right? May we be that generation, even in this Torah reading and feeding that new generation, right? That new generation that gets to come out of this wilderness, even this wilderness of North America, and to enter into the promised land, right? Now, the promised land is a state of mind, firstly and foremostly. You know, firstly and foremostly, the state of mind. You know, first things are the irritical things, and then we manifest. But here, God bless Sister Makeda, Makeda, and also the family over in the state. We say Shalom Lakem, Mispacha, Mispachot, and here another tune from Queen Makeda. Stay tuned also for Clean Hands. Clean Hands, we share that tune based on Psalm 24, which is a psalm for the first day psalm, a.k.a. called Sunday by Gentiles, but the first day, Psalm 24. Stay tuned for Clean Hands. Check it out, Queen Makeda. Support the brothers and sisters, yes, I, to the east, north, south, and west. Yes, I.
Taken from the land of heaven, but I am shed. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the heart of Africa, I am Israel. Abraham had a night vision of future posterity. For stubborn disobedience and suffered the curse of captivity. 400 years twice over was the prophecy. Kidnapped from Africa, sold as a slave, but my home is in the east. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. Stolen from the horns of Africa, I am Israel. Taken from the land of Ham, but I am Shem. From the halls of Africa, I am Israel. from a hunter into the upper kambush, sold by my Ishmaelite and Hamitic brother. Jerusalem fell under siege from the perils of war. I was forced to flee, sought refuge on African shore. If I forget thee, old Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its cunning. If I forget thee, old Jerusalem, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I forsake thee, O Mount Zion, woe be unto my soul. If I forget Jerusalem, chief of my joy.
You know, sometimes we say it was just the Ham or the children of Ham or the other nations, but also scripture says that in Jeremiah, Ermias chapter 5, verse 26, for among my people are found wicked men, Rasha, wicked, guilty, defiant men. Even in the Torah reading and feedings here in the Midbar, the wilderness, we see that this is so. And even with Moses' cousin, you know, Korach and Datan and Abiram and the 250 men that wanted to burn the Ishans, you know, morally wrong, Rasha. Interesting that Rasha, brought out in the translation, Rasha also means in the sense of defiant. In the Passover Seder, there's like four kinds of children, like four kinds of personalities. And one is known as defiant one, right, in the translation. But that one is the Rasha. The Rasha is the morally wrong one, or the bad one. Or in a legal sense, there's the condemned or the guilty. Or in other areas of translations, in the KJV, it can be translated as ungodly, wicked. Wicked man, the one that did the wrong. So you might define the phrase in the KJV like, but the one that did the wrong. Like in the case of Moshe, you know, when he came out to see his Hebrew brothers, right, it said about the one that did the wrong, reproached him, the Rasha. So in our sister Queen Makeda's tune right there, I am Shem, she says, we were stolen by our Hamitic and our Israelite brothers, you know, so we have to point that out there, make our people wise, you know, be wise, for among my people are found defiant men, Rasha. They lay wait as he that set the snares, they set a trap, they catch men. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 26, take note right there. You know, so It wasn't just, so-called the other so-called tribes, but even those within our own tribes. For example, with Rabbeinu Yeshua HaMashiach, you know what I mean? Was it, the others, or was it the defiant among our own? So just something to look for right there. And writing up right here with tonight's and the evening service, the evening podcast, I'd like to share just a little bit more on the evening, right, the evening psalm, right, the evening psalm for this day, the fifth day, and that's Psalm 81. When we ask the question here in this audible right here, the audible, it's called the Shema Yisrael, the Yadin audio right here.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
So why is Shema, why is it important to hear? And the evening psalm for the fifth day of the week, Psalm 81 brings it out right here. A little reasoning here on verses 8 to 10, the fundamental lesson, the cardinal doctrine, the cardinal teaching, right here, here.
Israel, if thou hearken to me, there shall no strange God be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open wide thy mouth. Shema ami, lo yehye beka el zar, lo tishetachewe le'ela nekar. Anoki yauha Eloheka, hama aleka me eretza mitraim, harecheva pika wa amalehu. Hear, O my people, and I will testify to thee, O Israel, if thou will hearken to me. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shall thou worship any strange God. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt. Open thy mouth wide, and I will fill it. Open thy mouth, the opening of the mouth. Here we have the fundamental lesson in today's daily psalm, Psalm 81, the Peh Aleph, the Fe Aleph. The 81st Psalm, Psalm LXXXI, according to Sefer Tehillim. Here the KJV is verses 8 to 10 in the Sefer Tehillim, and the Masoretic will be verses 9 to 11, the fundamental lesson. Shema. Hear, Shema Ami. Hear, O my people, Shema Ami. And I will admonish, KJV says, and I will testify to thee. We have the word ud, the ud. It's the ayin, wow, dalet, pointed with the ud, pointed as ud. Ud, the root to return, to repeat, to go about, to do again. Also to be a witness, to say again and again, to testify, to bear witness, of course, to testify. We get that root idea also to protest, to affirm solemnly, to warn, to exhort, or enjoin solemnly, admonish, to charge, to protest, to give warning. But the primitive idea of the ud, we have the ud, right? We have we are ida bak, and I will admonish thee, I will testify to thee, I will duplicate, I'll repeat by implication to protest, to testify as by reiteration, or reiterate in an intensive sense to encompass, to restore as a sort of reduplication. But now in the sense right here in today's daily psalm, to admonish, to charge earnestly, to lift up, to protest, to call, to take, to wreck it, take note, to relieve, can mean in a sense to rob, solemnly, to stand upright, to testify, to give warning, to be it, to call, to give, to take, to witness. So the root idea is to testify, but in a sense this testimony can also be an admonishment. Shema Ami, we are idabak, Yisrael Leima Tishma Ali. Hear, O my people, and I will admonish thee, O Israel, Yisrael, if thou wouldest hearken to me, Tishma, Tishma Ali, if you will hearken to me. Lo yihye bika el zar, lo atishata chewe li ela nekar. There shall no strange god be in the eye. Lo yihye, not to be, not to be bika upon thee, in thee. Lo yihye, lo yihye bika. Somebody say lo yihye bika, but lo yihye. Yes, yeah, to be. Lo yihye bika in the eye, in the ka. El, el zar, a strange god. With lo tishatachewe, tishtachewe, v'lo tishtachewe. With lo tishatachewe, and thou shalt not worship le'el nekar to any foreign god.
Foreign god.
Foreign. Let's protest solemnly against the whitewashing, the Kaiser Borgia, the Borg hive mind. Whitewash Jesus. Jesus is foreign. Right? Even we see with the iconography amongst. Yes. But here, this right here, just to bring the context of KJV says, strange God in verse 9. There shall no strange God be in thee, neither shalt thou worship any strange God. So you might think that's just repeating itself needlessly, but the Hebrew is not. It says, lo yihye, and not to be bika, vika, bika in the eye male. Lo yihye bika el zar, el, a god zar, foreign, a strange, in this sense it's more of a strange god, el zar. And also to emphasize here, speaking to the male, lo yihye bika. See, when the male goes wrong, the whole nation go wrong. Note this, pay attention. Lo yihye bika el zar. There should not be any strange god, el zar. Willo, zillo. Vilo tisha tachewe, willo tish tachewe, and thou shalt not tish tachewe, prostrate, worship, even bend the knee. Willo tish tachewe, li el nekar, 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 and thou shalt not worship, neither shalt thou worship any foreign god, or el nekar, 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 and nekar, any foreign god. So here's the fundamental lesson. The teaching, right? The cardinal doctrine as we have in Deuteronomy 6 and 4. The Shema, 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 Shema. Ami, Ami, my people. We are Ida Bik. Bak here. It's interesting in this sense. We'll get into that. Yisrael, O Israel, O Israel. Shema, Ami, we are Ida Bak. Hear, O my people, Ami, my brothers, Ami, Hosea, take note, Ami, the use of Ami, my people, say to your brothers, Ami, my people, Shema, Ami, we'a'ida bak, and I will admonish thee, KJV says, testify to the Yisraelim, tishma li, if you will hear, tishma, if, tishma, you will hear, you, male, will hear, li, Tishma Ali, hear to I, if you will hear to I. Lo yihye, then not to exist, bika in the eye, el zar, a strange god, in the eye. So what we seek to emphasize right here is the objective righteousness, objective reality, but also the teaching that when Yisrael was brought forward, his son was brought forward out of Egypt, then did Yisrael, the man who sees the true good, the true God, the Yashar El, the upright of El, began to hear Elohim, Ha Elohim, whom he, Israel, had not yet learned to know as the self-revealing Elohim. Not the Elohim revealing outside the self, but the Elohim revealing in the self. This is why it says right here, Yisrael, Ima Tishma Ali, Lo Yihye Beka, Lo, no, Yihye, it will exist, Yihye, you have the root, Yod hey we hey, but lo yihye, they will not exist bika, vika, vika, ka, in the eye, male. They will not exist in the eye. El zar, a foreign or strange, in a sense a strange god, will lo tisha tachewe li el nekar. So when people talk about the almighty dollar, you know what I mean? Just to use that as an example, right? That will not, first of all, the philosophy, the devil's philosophy will not exist in you. Bika, El Zar, Lo Yihye. And you would not bow to a foreign god. You know, so if a dollar bill, right, pretends to be a god, and then that means we have to capture it and smash it. We have to grab it. We have to bring it down. We have to control it. We have to rule it. It cannot rule us. You cannot bow to it, not to exist in the eye. You see, when we have an objective righteousness and get off that foolish, foreign mind, subjective, you know, subjective righteousness, that nonsense. So the teaching of the, we have the cardinal doctrine to hear, Shema, and we have the teaching of the second commandment, which is the corollary, as a corollary function of the great historical fact enshrined in the first commandment. In the first commandment, this brings us right here to, so note that in verse 9, 81 and 9, it says, there shall no strange god be in thee. We have the zor, the root of the zar, right? The zar, interesting, the Ethiopic, that could also be connotated as a demon, right? But here's a stranger, right? It's a strange, can mean foreign, but it has a connotation to a loathsome, strange prostitute, harlot, be estranged, to be alienated, but it has in this idea adultery. To adulterate, right, and the connection for strange, kind of strange woman, which is really a strange soul, if we understand the Hebrew, in the Hebrew psychology, a strange soul. In other words, a subjective, you know, if your hymenote is a subjective, it's feelings, emotions, it's like the soul without instruction, you know. Yes, that is for self-destruction. So there's a perspective that we walk by faith, not by sight. You see, by sight, that's more lending to the subjective. But there's an objective reality. Now, the aspect of the revelation is a self-revealing Elohim, the self-revealing Elohim of redemption. Because who delivered the Israelites? You say it was Jehovah, Yahweh, right? Eloheinu delivered. Yes, he did, but he delivered them in them. When they obeyed his word, he's in them. Right? When they heeded to, he's in them. There's no strange God outside of them. It's an objective reality, objective righteousness. This is why the first command, here we have it in verse 10, it says, Anoki, Anoki, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Anoki, I am, I, he who be who he be, Eloheka. That's the first command there. See, when the individual male truly receives this, right? And remember, he's speaking to I, and the I, and I, and I, and I, and I. You understand now that corporate body sense of, he is the head and we are the body. Anoki Yahweh Eloheka. I be he who be who he be, thy Elohim. Ha ma'alka. Now here he uses ha ma'alka. Allah, Aliyah, the Aliyah. Ha ma'alka. Ha ma'alka. He is he who be who he be. Who be? Yehovah, Yahweh. He who be who he be. He be ha ma'alka. He be the one who brought us thee forth, or who caused you to Aliyah, to rise up to Aliyah. Ha ma'alka. Ha ma'al, the one who causes to rise up. Ka. The I, but the I there is speaking to each of us individually in the indivisible dual. So here, Hama Alka me Eretz Amitzrayi, from the land of the fortresses of the grid of the lockdown. Amitzah is a prison, it's a fortress, it's a walled in encampment. Amitzah is a tight, constrained place. As Egypt in the second, what would they call that again? The middle kingdom to the new kingdom became. Remember with Joseph, during the time of Joseph and the famine, they caused everyone to come into the cities, the lockdown, the grid. In other words, the mitzvahs. So there was the upper mitzvah and the lower mitzvah. Together they were mitzrayim. Hama alka me eretz mitzrayim. Who broughtest thee up to cause thee to aliyah. Ma'alka aliyah. The one who causes I-9 to rise up. Here, bringing us to open thy mouth wide and I will fill it. So we have the opening of the mouth. You see the word, sound, and power. So what's the first command? All right, the first command. So if one doesn't take it personally, then it's like you are either in the dark, ignorant, or dead, or something. You know, because the first word, this is what brings us into that oneness. So it says he will be in us, he will walk in us. He says right here, Harechev pika, point as pika, fi, fi, pi, the mouth. Harechev pika. Open wide thy mouth. Open thy mouth wide. Wa amalaehu, and I will fill it. He will give us the word, sound, and power. Because remember the davar, it has an interesting, the secondary sense of that word, not just to speak in the word, but it also has a subduative effect, to subdue, word, sound, and power, as the Rastaman say. So we have the open thy mouth wide. Elohim not only rescued Israel from the barnet, the slavery, the lockdown, the grid, but provided their wants and need. When they doubted Elohim, they doubted themselves. And when they did not listen to Elohim, they did not listen to their true self, so Elohim left them to themselves, to be beside themselves, another self, so they created their own demon in their own reflection of their own disobedience. He will continue to provide abundantly as long as the people are faithful to him. Now, you might hear that faithful to him, so it sounds like he is like outside. But when you start to study, you recognize that he is that self-revealing Elohim of redemption. Who brought them up out of Egypt? It was Elohim. How did he bring them up? He spoke and they received and it was done. When he spoke and they listened not, because they were filled by another. So here, it is folly to go to strange god or foreign gods to supply for the supply of needs, when Elohim is able to give all that every man could wish, ask, or desire. So this is one thing, just to sum up right here, is some people talk about Jews, just in principle. It's just a Torah observant Jews. They say, like, you know, they're always about their, like, grind, because the basic principle of the teaching teaches you that, right, that you owe your first a loyalty, right, to, in that sense, to the Gentile who does not know Elohim, then it might seem like a, as I say, my ethics, Elohai, self-interest. My God, to say my God, self-interest. That's my ethics. But that's the ethics that Torah teaches us.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
No foreign God or...
Don't seduce to reduce my knowledge, because I will always break down barriers and burn down bandits. Oh, Lord God Almighty, grant me privilege. You see, I have to overcome all the wicked. Them and them fasting. I am no white God, don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God, it's just some love messiah. My white God don't bless, so him not blesses. I have no white God, don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppression? I have no white God, it's just some love messiah. If a white God don't bless, so him not bless. I want what is right for mine, so me not stay mute. Your system is designed to distract me from the truth, but it will come to pass. Unknown unto the youth, in the process of time, we will know the truth. So give we white God to face his slavery. The doctrine follow on in the black community. The black messiah, you try to shield with fantasy. But we not gonna make you destroy the love with luxury. That's why you have to touch home. I have no place in Babylon. As I go, they make me victim of the righteous action. Oh God, I won't be conquered in the streets, Lord. Oh yes, I have to stand and go strong. Don't tell me of your white God. Don't teach me anything wrong. Who the white God save me from white man oppressed? I am no white God. White God that bless you, him not bless. Oh, me face can't touch with anger. Cause that no right. Oh, good all things. Good and one you will must be white. So what about the black God is the most in life? You and your white supremacy. What is me and you? You change the version of the Bible. Oh, you a thick member. I know the evil won't go unpunished. Bear you iniquity, you have no wisdom.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. No white God. What will Marcus, the black John the Baptist, say about this? Marcus.
If the white man has the idea of a white God, let him worship his God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God has no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia.
Yes, 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 yes.
Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
Yes, I. What's the real power?
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
And at times to God himself, like times like these.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Black and proud. I tell the world. Fearfully and wonderfully made, and wonderfully made, and wonderfully, me tell you, black and proud, proud to be black, me not bleach me face and me not dye me not, yo she black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She not put in no implants cause she born with that, yo me not bleach me face cause me love how God make me, not dye me not cause me love how God make me, not change me nose with no plastic surgery, me black and me proud and me love, she not do no tomato cause she love how God make me, not put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the part and swear say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. God make me. Your people inspect me. Look how me trash and Jesus Christ dress me. And all the girl them out and road still a text. But my girl text them back. Yes, the Lord really bless me. Them all a do anything to impress me. Tummy tuck and evil plastic surgery. Breast implant and buttocks implant. What next them a go plant? And the young lady, I know your hands them black like the Wesley, and your face white like the Elvis Presley. You are bleach, road boy bleach face so sexy. Black is beautiful, yes, black is beautiful. You tell me now bleach me face, cause me love how God make me. Now dye me nuts, cause me love how God make me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud, and me love how God make me. Do not tell me to cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the part and swear say them sexy. Black and me proud of me. You have self-esteem, girl, no confidence. You know you look good and I need no compliment. No watch a kick in your face because I impede the rent. You rather feel single and live under a ten. Cause you don't go put up with domestic violence. Cause God send you down on a big assignment. No boy can't treat you like you don't have no sense. Cause you could be the next black president. Look out for the bully, them and the fierce friend. No bother make nobody tell you if you kill yourself. Cause we only have one life to live. No make fierce and tell me jump over on a bridge. Now, now. Yo, me now bleach me face, cause me love how God make me. Now dye me nuts, cause me love how God make me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She now do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the past and sweet. You say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Yo, me now bleach me face cause me love how God make me. Now dye me nuts cause me love how God make me. Now change me nose with no plastic surgery. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. She now do no tomato cause she love how God make me. Now put in no implants like Wendy and Betsy. Fear by the part and sweet. You say them sexy. Me black and me proud and me love how God make me. Black and proud, proud to be black. Me now bleach me face and me now dye me not. Yo she black and she proud and she naturally, yeah. She now put in no implants cause she born with that.
Yes, 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 fearfully, wonderfully, respectfully, and wonderfully made. Yes I, yes I, yes I. Take a break. Take a pre. Yes, sir, that was Yankee B right there. Here is DJ Nicholas for tune called When We Take a Plea. Yeah. Preview this.
When me take a plea, so me kick back and I meditate and me realize that something a go on in a mankind, so me there for go take a look. So when me take a plea, when me take a plea, me can't believe the thing the way me see. So when me take a plea, when me take a plea, me have to drop down to me knee. Cause when me take a plea, yeah, when me take a plea, me can't believe the thing the way me see. So when me take a plea, when me take a plea, me see that world, yeah, I want to flee. So when me take a plea, me go a wedding, me see the bride, me look, but me couldn't see no tea. When me take a plea, me see enough. Fish man me land, but me look, and me couldn't see no tea. When me take a plea, entertain and blind themselves, just forget little publicity. When me take a plea, me never know the man could have been said till one day when me hear Tommy, when me take a plea, me can't believe the thing the woman see. Cause when me take a plea, me a fee drop to God for me knee. Cause when me take a plea, me can't believe the thing me I see. Cause when me take a plea, when me take a plea, me see the world, yeah, I want to flee. Cause when me take a plea, young girl of the hottest hairstyle and care my diaper for the pygmy. When me take a plea, politician want more property, while the poor can buy a cup of tea. When me take a plea, no heart is a board like a word. Before Europe I make money. When me take a plea, the only man the Christian bow to a Jesus son of the Almighty. Yo! So me take a plea, then another look. Then me take another steer straight in the holy book. Me see why God wrath till the place shook. Come and worship anything, cow, goat, Twitter and Facebook. Me not trust size. Sometimes me wonder if me hide them as the right. Who did Bandra, how come you turn white? And if you homophobic, how come by your skin man a right? When me take a plea, yeah, when me take a plea, me can't believe the thing them when me see. When me take a plea, me a fi bust down pon me knee. Cause when me take a plea, yeah, when me take a plea, me can't believe the thing them when me see. When me take a plea, when me take a plea, me see the world, yeah, I want to flee. When me take a plea, me know the word never fail. Fire child born iniquity. When me take a plea, God have mercy upon we. Please change the unholy. Cause when me take a plea, me know one life will have you better be who God call you to be. Cause when me take a plea, me get old and go a funeral. And when me looking at the couple of me, when me take a plea, so me basically I tell you, say, one life we have to live. It's appointed for man to die once and then come. You know the rest. If you don't know the rest, Google the rest.
Google it.
Learn the rest. Heavenly Waves Production. Long time, Mr. Shout it out. So the thing go. When me take a plea.
Yes, yes, yes. DJ Nicholas, when me take a plea. Take a view, take a preview, take a look. Yes, I, yes, I. Heal up to the... to the Rastafari Israelite, the chat, yes, I, Camille Templier, okay, on the rapture, got that, was going to answer, say, what rapture? Like, well, this is the rapture, we're caught up, you know, we're caught up to meet him in the air. Oh, some spooky stuff, like people going to fly up in the sky, and the clothes going to drop on the ground or something like that. Yeah, we've seen some of those movies and those films, you know, the Left Behind films and all of that, so forth and so on. But definitely to get into scripts on that right there. Basically, to keep it simple, basic, to the basic principle, right, caught up to meet him in the air, right, caught up to meet him in the spirit. You know, when we say spirit, even the vid that we thought to do on spirituality, like to go over that again, just tighten it up some more. But the basic of spirituality from spirit. Other languages are a little more clear, live, and direct, you know, like if one's a Spanish speaker or some of the other, you know, because of Romance, European languages like that, you know, Espiritus, the breath, You know, it's a spirit that related to the breath, to the air that we breathe. So caught up to meet him in the air, so he braces him. It's like a Hebrew slang. It's kind of like a way that people say things. They use a certain kind of speech, you know, that has a direct meaning, but they're using in like the second or another sense of it. So caught up to meet him in the ear, to caught up to meet him in the spirit, in the irid, in the spirit of truth. We caught up to meet him in the ear. We'll get into the verse and also the breakdown from the Koine, you know, the Coptic Greek, and then also from the Royal Amharic. But basic, that's basic. That other stuff is just some stuff. It's like a lot of other things in counterfeit Christianity. You know, there's some things that are directly written, but people have no really roots, right, in the source code, as we say in one of our memes that we just posted on Rastafari Jews. Like, you can't really overstand, get a good understanding of the Hebrew Bible if one has like a Western Gentile, even a whitewashed mind. And the whitewashed mind is not just even so-called white people. Even white people are victim, you know, of their own scribes and Pharisees, or in other language, their bishops, pastors, and preachers, and basically Gentile Christianity or whitewashed Christianity. That point right there, caught up to meet him in the ear, is no spooky thing like a priest going to fly up. Because you have to think about what they show us in some of those movies and those other films, Christian, so-called Christian films and everything. Okay, so the rapture comes and, you know, your friend, you know, you're caught up, right? Or they're caught up and you left behind, and you look and you don't see them no more, but you see their clothes. Makes you kind of wonder. You know what I'm saying? It kind of really makes you kind of wonder. So when you go to heaven, you could just be, I guess, butt naked or something like that. I mean, why can't they just, you know, you disappear? You're just gone. But no, the real sense of that right there is caught up to meet him in the spirit. And the other verses in the scripts and also the prophecy, you know, reveals that in the spirit. Like some of us, we vibe in the same way. In fact, just remind me of an audio clip right here. I think it was Burhana Selassie, a.k.a. Robert Nesta Marley, better known as Bob Marley, where he speaks about people. I think it's a strange people. Since we have something on strange God right here, we talk about strange people. Hear this clip right here. So the people in spirit who get it, you know, we're in the same spirit. You ever been with your friends or in a group of people and somebody says something and it's like some of the people get it, and some of the people don't get it? Everybody heard, everybody understand the language, so forth and so on. Don't need no translator, but some people get it. And then you look at your friend and your friend doesn't get it. What didn't your friend or the other person get? They didn't get the spirit. They wasn't in the ear, right? They went into the ear, right, but not in the spirit of the ear. So they didn't get it. Yes, so here's
Jamaica and the troubles in America and the troubles all around the world for all the people who are oppressed by a system. Do you see that through these cultural activities, is that the best way to reach people in your opinion?
I am not trying to reach people. I am what I am.
Mm-hmm.
See, and there's a lot more people like me out there, which is my people. So I'm not trying to reach a strange people. The people that I'm reaching is my own people.
Mm-hmm.
We all know the same thing. We come in this time. It's our people. It's not nobody else's people, but our people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Really.
Well, thanks.
So when I really come out in the world to strangers, it's not strangers. We might never see one another for a long while, but it's our people.
Yes, 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 no stranger. So we're here, we say, begins 1 Thessalonians 4 and 17. I think this is the verse that a lot of the rapture idea and ideology, you know, is kind of like focused on. It's interesting that something that appears basically maybe in one place sometimes in the scripture, you know, there are so much, there's diverse doctrine around something that most of them only point to like one reference. This is the main reference. Hold on for a moment. Just want to get the Scofield Study Bible. You know, we utilize the Scofield Study Bible. And, you know, we heard some people say certain things, certain Christians say, oh, they don't do the Scofield Study Bible because it's in the Scofield Study Bible that the whole rapture ideology came out from. And I said, really? Okay, so, you know, when people say something, it's like trust but verify. You know what I mean? Unless you have reason not to trust, you know, opposite, you know, otherwise. But here, 1 Thessalonians 4:17, right here, this is the area where they usually focus on with the rapture. Just want to get the notes right here. Okay, here we go right here. So here in 1 Thessalonians, it says right here, verse 16 into verse 17. It says, then Ha'adonah, the Lord himself, shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump or the trumpet of Elohim. And the dead in Moshiach shall rise first. Then we, which are alive and remain, shall be caught up together. The caught up, that's the part right there. People are caught up on the caught up part. Because in the Greek, right, of that particular verse from where we get the so-called translation today, it's a G726 word. And that word is harpazo. And the coin of Greek is harpazo. Harpazo, harpazo. Arpazo, it's an A that has a little aspiration. So it's an A that can sound like har, harpazo, harpazo, arpazo, harpazo. Now harpazo, say your definition says to seize, to carry off by force, to seize on, to claim for one's self eagerly. Wow, that's interesting you asked that question, and we played a little bit of the study on the evening song, and we're seeking to bring out that sense, you know, the sense of the first commandment where, speaking of self, which is claim for oneself, caught up, right, to seize on something in the sense of claiming for oneself, claiming for the I eagerly. Then thirdly, theia definition has to snatch out or to snatch away. To snatch out, to snatch away. Sean's Concordance brings out to seize something, like to grab, to catch, to pluck, to pull, to take. You know, it says the kingdom of heaven, right? You know, the kingdom of heaven, you know, is like taken by force, the violence and the force. In other words, there must be some, it's not going to happen like a passive. Something I was thinking about, you know, where are we soldiers or are we warriors? We like to say a lot of times warriors, you know, a warrior. But then the eye of the Holy Spirit reveals that, well, I and I truly is a soldier, because a soldier does what they are ordered to do, what they're commanded to do. Even they may not want to do it, but they do what they, you know, so they command to fight, they fight. You know, even though they might be a little worn out, but they fight. That's what it says, endure, you know, hardness as a good soldier, Yeshua HaMoshiach, the King of Kings Christ. Now, a warrior, warrior, right? On the other hand, fight because they want to fight, you know, because they like to fight. You know what I mean? So there's a difference, like, in those being caught up, right? They're caught up together with them in the clouds. Now, here's what a lot of people say. This must mean up in the sky, like the sky. Right, when it says caught up together in the cloud, or something like, you know, meet up in the sky somewhere, right? This is where the sky Jesus and Zeus ideology comes from, right? To meet the Lord in the ear, right? To meet the Lord in the ear, right? Now it's interesting because even here we have the theia word for ear. Ear, in the coin of Greek, we get ear, which is ear, particularly the lower and denser ear, as distinguished from the higher and the rarer ear. In a general sense, it's the atmosphere, atmospheric region, and speaking about the atmosphere, like you come into a place and you vibe the vibe, and you say, oh, I like the vibes here, right? These vibes, they resonate with my vibes. And you go another next place, the vibe don't resonate. But now we get to the origin of the word ayir, we get amy, which means to breathe unconsciously, to like respire by analogy, to blow, to breathe. Right, what we said from the beginning about breathing. Now, caught up together, right, it says in the ear. Strong's definition brings out here, aimi, the root of ayir, as to breathe unconsciously. So it zooms in on that. That is to respire, like you inspire, you breathe in, and one breathes out. By analogy, it's a blow. So the ear. So what we're saying about the ear, but the ear is linked with the soul. because the soul is that breathing creature. She's that breathing creature in us. And so shall we ever be with Ha'adon. So shall we ever be with the Lord, the Master. Now, just to dismiss this idea that some will have, well, it must be up in the sky because it says cloud. Well, there is the two truths of Hebrew. You know, some things are literal and direct or earthly types, physical, five-cycle types, right, in the first type. And then there's a second of the two truths, right? The second of the two truths is where we get the earthly, the natural type, the outer type, and we have the inner type. You know, we have, what is it, the heavenly type, the higher type. We have the metaphysical type. There's a verse in Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, that speaks about Let's bring out this verse first to just prove our point about the use of the language. You know how language is used. It's like when Yeshua, Rabbeinu, Aina Rabbi, the Rabbi Yeshua HaMashiach, when he had spoke to his Talmudim, right? When Rebbe spoke to his Talmudim, he said, okay, when you go to this feast, you know, with, the scribes, Pharisees, and so forth and so on, he said to them, I'm paraphrasing here, but don't eat of their bread, like avoid their bread. You know what I mean? You know, beware of their bread. And they came back. When they came back from the feast, they were hungry. And Yeshua asked them, well, why are you hungry? You know, it's a feast, you know, after all. And they said, well, you said, you know, about, you know, no, leaven, Slika, you could, my bad. I said bread. He said the leaven. Remember the leaven, right? That principle of leaven in HaTorah, leaven like yeast, in other words, yeast. It's a yeast today. He said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. So when his disciples, his disciples came forward from the feast, he noticed, you know, based on their vibe, like, what's wrong with them? You know, they were hungry and probably, you know, looking miserable. And he said, what's wrong with y'all? And they said, well, you know, how they didn't eat. And he said, why didn't you eat? And they said, well, it's because of what you said. You said, you know, about like, you know, don't eat no bread. They assumed that it was bread, but he said, beware of the yeast. The yeast, see, yeast or leaven is used to puff up. You know, to puff up. If you bake bread, you put some, a little bit of yeast in it, and it makes it, you know, like more like a loaf. It's like the difference we have in the high holy days and the feasts and the festivals. We have Pesach and Passover. Specifically, we have unleavened bread. Unleavened, that means like the flat bread, the kita, injera, or the matzah, flat bread. Right, but then as we count the Omer, count the growth, right? 7 times 7, 49 days, and on the morrow after the seventh Shabbat, that means on that first day, there we have the Sukkot, right? We have harvest, right? Aslika, we have Shabuot, which is the harvest, or really Shabuot is weeks. We're commanded to count 7 weeks, 7 Shabbats complete. But the offering there must be with leaven. Because what we're counting from the first fruits during the first of the three times or Passover season, what we're commanded to count in the natural sense. So we have the natural sense, the earthly sense, the temporal sense, like in the land, counting the growth of the crop, counting the growth of the wheat, right? Until, right, the full harvest comes. Right, 50 days, the Pentecost day, 50 days later. And then the offering that we offer, because we're commanded not to eat until we first, you know, give thanks by giving that offering of the first fruits, you know, and the first, right, the good part, right? Then we bring forward 2 loaves. You can find all of this in Leviticus chapter 23. We bring forward 2 loaves, right, 2 loaves of bread, the challah, and that is leavened. So my point here is that looking at it in its context, in the Passover, no leaven, right? But now in the harvest time, in the harvest season, right, there's leaven, right? And then pointing to what Yeshua said to his disciples, to Talmudayo, right, Talmudav, he said to them, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. As you go to the feast, enjoy the feast. It's the feast of Yahuwah, of Jehovah. It's Jehovah's feast, you know. But beware of the leaven right, of the men and the people, right, that are, you could say, putting on this feast, putting on this thing, you know, so to speak, you know, and that's speaking about the Pharisees. So the disciples, they took what Yeshua said literally, right, you know, like, and even there's many scenes in the New Testament where he's like, how come you don't understand what I'm saying? Remember even Nicodemus. Remember Nicodemus that came to him by night, one of the one or two or three maybe good Pharisees that actually believed that Yeshua HaMoshiach, the Messiah, came to him. And when he spoke about, ye must be born again. Ye must be born again. Right? And what was the response in John's gospel? The response in Yohanan was, you know, how can I, you know, being a fully grown man and everything, go back into my mother's womb? Right? And Yeshua said, wait, hold on for a moment. You're a rabban. You used to be a great one, great in knowledge of HaTorah, right? And you don't understand these things? So I use that as a point of reference, that if Yeshua is saying this in the other books of the New Testament, we can also see how and why people have inserted this rapture. In fact, let me just do this right here, since we are on the air right here, live right here. Let me just put rapture. I just want to put rapture. I don't think I've done this before. Put rapture in the search, right? You know, rapture is not found nowhere in the English translation of the Bible, right? Think about that for a moment. It's in the rapture. Oh, it's about, this is the rapture. Well, where is that? And notice what they'll do. They'll do this. They'll say, oh, it's the rapture. It's the King James Bible. It's in the Bible, the English translation. The rapture is coming. You say, okay, preacher, pastor, bishop, can you show me in my Bible so I can read for myself where rapture is? Remember, the King James is the version they've been using for the majority of this 400 years, right? So no one really noticed that the word rapture does not even appear in their translation. But here's where they get a little fast and loose. You know, they'll say, well, actually, it's from the Greek. The Greek harpazo, which means to be caught up, harpazo, that's where we get this rapture idea. You're like, really? Really? You know what I'm saying? But they don't do that consistently with their teaching. You see, because if they did that consistently with their teaching, you know, those don't go to the Greek or the scripture over here where you want to prove some point that is not overtly in the scripture. But why don't we do this everywhere so we can grow in grace and that knowledge of Adonai Yeshua HaMashiach? But here, to the verse Hebrews 12:1. So in Thessalonians, it says, right, then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. And then it says in verse 18, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Now, first of all, in Thessalonians, who is speaking? Right? Who is the writer? Who is speaking? To the best of our understanding, is the Apostle Paul, Rabbi Shaul. Right? So we got to understand his perspective here, his context. He's a Yehudi. He's a Jew. Right? He even said he was a Pharisee of Pharisees, but now he is in the commission of Yeshua HaMoshiach and Elohim Ha'ab. And so he is speaking in this context, and there's a certain, we say, Hebraic sense of how we say things. I compare it to even how we as black people, generally speaking, and in different, you know, places, how we have our own slang. We'll say something, right? Like I sometimes use this kind of term. Like somebody say, I'll kick your such and such. They don't mean literally they're going to do that, but they're using these words to express, like in the East, we might call somebody different names, you know, like the A word or jackass or something like that, right? But over in the East, they literally call somebody a donkey. You see what I'm saying? A donkey. And that's a big insult. So we have to look at it in the context. So here in the context of being caught up, right, to meet him in the clouds, we have Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, where it reads, according to the plain KJV, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about, like encircled, compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Why does it use the phrase cloud of witnesses? Well, here we have Hebrews, right? It's an epistle to the Hebrews. So now if we look at the context of the Hebrews, and even here's where the Ethiopia, you know, the hidden empire revealed. And look at the historic pictures of Ethiopia, and we see the highland Ethiopians, those descendants of that Judeo-Christian Israelite of Ethiopia culture, wearing the white robes, you know, the white robes, the white garments, the Ethiopian, those Hebraic, those ancient type of garments, righteousness, as it says in Revelation, the garments of white righteousness, right? And when we see them together, doesn't it appear like a cloud? A group of ones dressed in the holy garments, in the white garments, the cloud. This is what Hebrews is describing here. Wherefore, seeing, don't you see? We too are encircled about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Like he's preaching to ones and ones, and the ones and ones are garbed righteously, Hebraically, according to the Torah and according to what is proper, you know, to be attired at those proper times in those robes of righteousness, the white garments. So from a distance or even close up, it looks like one is surrounded by a cloud. So this was a Hebraicism, so great a cloud of witnesses. So in Hebrews 12 and 1, were they up in the sky somewhere, or were they bringing to fulfillment that word of the Our Father prayer? Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, right? Thy kingdom come where? On earth. Why? Because the earth is Jehovah's and all of her fullness. So it's our labor to bring that kingdom, the kingdom of heaven, to earth. So therefore, we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. And therefore, when it says we will be caught up together with them in the clouds, not just up in the sky, butt naked, as we see in some of these rapture movies. Well, they don't show them butt naked, but, you know, I guess somewhere along the line, there's some changing room in the sky. But the Hebrews use these heavenly terms, right, for higher aspects, you know, higher aspects to be fulfilled on the earth. It's like Ionaz Rastafari, the elders used to say this. Hopefully the youths will get to learn this when ones want to reason. Say, yeah, brother, you know, I was in the heavens. Yeah, yes, I was in the heavens. And you know what, Missy? You know, I've heard men and women also reason that way. Now, did I think that they were literally in the heavens? like literally they were up in the sky, like flying around, like, you know, some CGIF, like Superman. No. They were in the higher height, you know, of higher things, not the earthly things. That's why it says we do not fight against, you know, flesh and blood, wrestle against flesh and blood. Right, you know, like, you know, but spiritual wickedness in high places. I know people say high and low places. They add that low there, right? And when they add that low, this is why they're brought down low. Because, see, the wickedness in low places, according to the pattern, we trod them down. How do we trod them down? By walking out Yahweh, truth and life, by living out his way. You know, it's walking, when we say to walk out the scripture. Right, it's not really that you're going to put yourself in the Bible in the sense, like literally, and then you walk out. No, we actually are walking it out in the walk of our life, in the way as we go about, you know, to and fro as we live life. So that's kind of an overview right there, just to get the fuller verse right here, but we'll get into some more details. I said I wasn't going to go into much details, but the Isla Iri, the Holy Spirit, you know, like I said, being a soldier, you know, we're foreseeing, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us make I lay aside every weight and every sin, every lack that doth so easily beset us. And make I, right, set us, is to say, skillfully surrounding, so besetting us, and every weight and every sin that so doth so easily beset us, so doth easily, skillfully besetting us, is like it's standing around us. It's like it's thwarting us. Like we want to go forward and somebody's in your way, like get out my way. So the scripture is saying, let us lay aside every weight. Because weight is a heavy load, and every sin, every uckery, every lack that doth so easily beset us, beset, surround, stand against, thwart us, and make I run with patience. I like that, to run, you know, with patience, the race that is set before I. And we know it's not literally you know, literally a race, you know, but it's like when it says to, you know, run program, run that software. Yes, I am very grateful for that question right there. Give thanks and praise. Yes, I. Rastafari. A little sailor tune. So grateful. Yes, I. Rastafari. So grateful. Yes, I. Thanks for Toda, Toda, Miskana, Miskana.
Never let me down, no way.
Most guys, thank
you.
And the king shall decree,
bless thy soul,
righteousness shall be.
Ooh, yeah. Show us thy love. Oh, have mercy upon thy soul. Never let me down, no way. Have it today, like nothing.
DJ Khaled!
Hey. I wanted to thank you for the time and the love what you share. All the help and the effort just to get me there. And everyone turned the back, you showed me how much you care. You believe in me, never forget it, I swear. I'll always be strong, my character define me. I will never be rifle and throw stones behind me. Temptation and ego can get you so wrong. A lot of people easily forget where they're coming from.
I'm so grateful for all you have done.
For a better way out, and the evil and ignorant people setting the chopper still just gotta look out. Jah is my guide, no mere reason. Put my trust in the Most High, and my prayers are so consistent. I would have thought it would be like this today. Nothing but prayers, lift up your red lion in the jungle. I tell ya, here I'm in blessed.
Welcome to Grateful, welcome to Grateful, welcome to Grateful. To realize and appreciate all your blessings, embrace your blessings from the heart. To express gratitude by doing righteous deeds. Assad, my son, I love you. Thank you, God. I also want to thank all my enemies for turning their backs on me. Thank you. I'm so
grateful.
For a better way
DJ out. DJ Khaled!
I'm so grateful for all you have done. So bless your soul. Let the riches of life forever hold. Happy life as the burning sun. It's a blooming blessing. Hey, let it flow. It's a pleasure.
Hours upon hours searching for a better way out.
Spirit of love.
I'm thankful. I'm a signal, Miskana, Miskana, Toda, Toada.
So hear, 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 sons and daughters, we have today's daily song, Psalm 4. Now, we notice in some of the audibles that we don't have an audible here for the Amharic verse by verse. So here we're going to take this up right here, live on the air right here, Psalm 4, the Royal Amharic right here. Got 8 verses, and here from the Parallel Bible. Also, we go into a couple of notes. You know, I like to do the second edition and put some more notes as we go through this. We learn, you know, every time, growing in grace and knowledge. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 4. Psalm 4. Firstly, foremost, let's give an ear and hear, hear, hear. Today's daily psalm, the fourth psalm. Here's the basic KJV with some Hebrew highlights.
Psalm 4.
Mizmor Dalet. למנצח בנגינות, למנצח בנגינות, 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 מזמור לדוד, 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 לדוד.
Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness, my righteousness.
בקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, 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 צדקי.
Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress, distress, distress.
Batzar hirhavtali, 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 hirhavtali.
Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear my prayer, and hear.
Honneni ushema tefillati, 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 tefillati.
O ye sons of men, men, men.
Bene'ish, 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 bene'ish.
How long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, 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 dwell in safety.
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 4, Psalm 4. We can put in the chat for those who may want to get a copy. Still have the first edition that was published in the Jubilee year, 2011, the Amharic Psalms of David and the English KJV side by side, Amharic Psalms of David and the English King James Version side by side. So we're going to ride up right here with Psalm 4, going through the verse by verse of today's daily psalm. But first, this right here, here, here. Here we have native speaker Abraham Chebuda right here. And the burning spear, burning spear invasion, the plate right here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, Psalm 4.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good father passed by and said, humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one, humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Iti.
Mazmur Arat. The Mazamran Aleka, the Vegan Ouch, Yedout Mazmur. Yet the decay I'm lack of a rahut,
away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good father passed by and said, humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, eat me.
Mazmur Arat.
Me
ለመዘምራን አለቃ በበገናዎች የዳዊት መዝሙር። የጽድቄ አምላክ በጠራሁት ጊዜ መለሰልኝ፣ በጭንቀቴም አሰፋህልኝ። ማረኝ ጸሎቴንም ስማ። እናንተ የሰው ልጆች እስከ መቼ ድረስ ልባችሁን ታከብዳላችሁ? ከንቱ ነገርን ለምን ትወዳላችሁ? ሐሰትንም ለምን ትሻላችሁ? እግዚአብሔር በጻድቁ እንደ ተገለጠ ወቁ። እግዚአብሔር ወደርሱ በተጣራው ጊዜ ይሰማኛል። ተቆጡ፣ ነገር ግን ኃጢአትን አታድርጉ። በመኝታችሁ ሳላችሁ በልባችሁ አስቡ፣ ዝም በሉ። የጽድቅን መሥዋዕት ሰው በእግዚአብሔርም ታመኑ። በጎውን ማን ያሳየናል የሚሉ ብዙ ናቸው። አቤቱ የፊትህ ብርሃን በላያችን ታወቀ፣ በልቤ ደስታን ጨመር። ከስንዴ ፍሬና ከወይን ከዘይትም ይልቅ በዛ። በሰላም ተኛለሁ አንቀላፋለሁ፣ አቤቱ አንተ ብቻህን በእምነት አሳድረኸኛልና።
Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call out. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed and be still. See. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Dwell in safety.
Who shall surrender? What? I ever give thanks. Give thanks to highly, highly, highly.
Wadada. Oh, Wadada. Yes, Wadada, Wadada. From the Amharic, Wadada, Wadada, Wadada to love, Wadada to love. Look at these languages here, the Hebrew, right, and the world Amharic, the King of Kings, Negus and Neges, Lasana, Lasana, and the Lashon, the tongue of the King of Kings, the Wadada, Yedidia. Now, Yedidia, it was a son of King David and the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, Yedidiah. And Yedidiah means the beloved of Jah, the beloved of Jah, the beloved of Jehovah. Yedidiah from Yedid. Yedid. Now, Yedid actually comes from Yadad, right? You have the Yadad, Dod, like Dodi, Dawi, right? Wadeda. So we have WDD in the Hebrew, and YDD, just to show the Wadada, Yadada, Wadada, Yadada. Yadid, Yadid is one who is beloved, beloved, right? Beloved as a noun, masculine, one who is beloved or one who is lovely, one who is amiable, like friendly, right? Well-beloved or one who loves. And this comes from the Hebrew, the root word, dod or dawad. We get dawad, right, uncontracted, and dod,
right? And then we also get the sense of dude, right, in the next sense. So we have DWD in the high pointing. We have dod, dawad, dod. In the middle pointing, we have dude, right? Dude or dode, right? Here we have beloved in the Hebrew, like the name Dawid, David, Dawad, Dawid, right? David. We have beloved, loves. Also the dod, like dode, in the Hebrew can mean uncle. So we have the loved one, the beloved, right? Also as a title, right? A familiar title, uncle, right? But in the plural abstract sense, it's a sense of to love, right? To love, to be a friend. Also the sense of love and a lover in the Hebrew and the Afro-Asiatic sense is like a friendship, right? Also has a sense of friendship. Right, so we have uncle, beloved, father's brother, right, lover, friend, wadada, oh, wadada. I mention that because here we have Psalm 4 in the Midrash. One of the Midrash, it goes into a little more detail and links the previous Psalm 51 and the theme and goes into that theme, Chaburim. In Psalm 51, we basically laid out just an overview of what Dawid did, went to the scripts, you know, to Samuel chapter 12. If we had followed through the complete chapter, the first child that Dawid, that David, right, and the wife of Uriah, Bathsheba, had died. But then, you know, the scripture says he comforted her, right, and she conceived, and that second child, right, was named Solomon, right, peaceful one. And it says that Jehovah loved that child and gave him the name through the prophet Nathan, gave him the name Yedidiah, or in the English sense, Jedidiah, and Jedidiah basically connects with the root sense here, Wadada, right? And that's one reason why we chose that to be a particular tune right there for the dub mix right there. But here, today's daily song. So that has an intro right there. Nati Dread, make a learn the Amalek.
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menaj, you know. But who want the next verse with Amalek?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
So here we have actually 8 verses right here, plus a superscription that could be termed as a 9th. But here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek, So here from the Mezmur Dawid, the parallel Bible here, it's known as the Amharic Psalms of David and the KJV, or the HSV, Haile Selassie version, side by side with the KJV. And here we have an introduction, some annotation, and some commentary. This is the first edition, special Jubilee printing right here. So we have the 1611 AD and the 1961 AD, the King of Kings Bible of Moan Besses M. Negeri Yehuda, the line of the tribe of Judah, has prevailed. Gormawi Karmawi Haile Selassie, His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, Siyume Gziavier, the elect of Gziavier, the sustainer, the elect of God, Negusa Neges, Ze Ethiopia, the King of Kings of Ethiopia. So here, the HIM, His Imperial Majesty Bible version, the HSV, and the KJV side by side. Here, Megayana begin, Bismab, Wawalid, Wamenfis, Kadus, Ahadu, Amlak, Mezmure Dawit, Arat. Here we have the fourth. Hold on for one moment right here. There's another software that often gives what we call the title, you know, like a kind of a description. We know that today's psalm is themed an evening prayer, right? An evening prayer in relief, an evening prayer and relief. So let's bring this out right here, an evening prayer and relief. Let's go to the psalm here and see what this says and share this with y'all. All right? Yes, I. Here we go. Okay, so here it's known as Yesarik Tzelot. So here from the Amharic, Yesarik. Sarik comes from the Gutter's root, like the evening. Yesarik. Sarik. The Sarik, yeah, of Sarik, of the evening. Tzelot. Tzelot, a prayer of the evening, evening prayer. In the Hebrew, say Sarik Tzelim. In the Psalter, it is called an evening prayer in relief. And as we mentioned, it is like the part two to the part one, the morning prayer, the dawning prayer in distress. So we have in the part one, which would be Psalm 3, a morning, a dawning prayer in distress. And the follow-up, the evening, Mezmur Arat, the fourth psalm, Yesarik Tzelot, of the evening, a prayer of the evening, or evening prayer in relief. So here, B'Sama'ah, Wilhelmin says, Kedu, Sahadu, Amlak, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and in the Jamralin, we begin, Mezmurah Dawid, Mezmurah, Psalm of Dawid, of David, Arat 4. So it's Psalm of David, the fourth Psalm of David, the superscription here. Lemezemrana leka, bebegenawoch, ye Dawid mezmur, to the chief musician on the niginot, a Psalm of David. Now from the Hebrew we say, be a niginot, or maybe said as binginot. We emphasize that right there, the binginot. So the niginot, right, the niginot is the harps. The be, right, or the be from the beta essentia, essential bait, which is the B, but it signifies in, on, by way of. So B, niginot, in, on, or by way of the harps, right? So we know the harps. We find that to be very interesting with the bingi and with the nayabingi. So here in the Hebrew Psalms, you have B and niginot or binginot, right? But here from the Royal Amharic, le mezemrana leka. Le for mezemran, the mezemran, sounds similar to mezmore, because these are the ones who chant the Isis. You see the Iseses or the chanters or the chorus. Le mezemran aleka, the aleka is the chief. So to the chief musician, le mezemran aleka. So here we have a note right here. The Amharic being interpreted as two, or for the leader of the musicians, the chanters, or the psalmists. And it's often found written in the superscription of the KJV, 1611 Authorized Version, as, quote, to the chief musician, and contained in the Hebrew Tehillim, or the Jewish Book of Psalms, as reading for the leader, Lamnatayah, or the overcomer. Next word. Begenawoch corresponds, well, Begenawoch corresponds to niginot. Begenawoch, on the Begenawoch, corresponds to the Hebrew of be niginot, binginot. Here, another note. What is the Begenawoch? We have the Begena in singular, right? And we have Begenawoch is the plural form of the Begena. The Begena. And this is the Ethiopian Hebrew, the 10-string harp is what is being mentioned here, the 10-string harp. So there's a 10-string harp. Begenoch equals the neginot. As the etymology will be more interesting insights into the Ethiopic and Hebraic syncretism of language, religion, and ancient culture, our divine heritage. Next, Ye Dawit Mezmur. Ye of Dawit, David Mezmur, a chant, Isis, a Psalm of David. Now, this is the Amharic, right? This is the Amharic right here. Ye Dawit, Ye of Dawit Mezmur, literally of David Psalm, a Psalm of David. While the title of the book bears the more gutters, or the old Ethiopic construction. So what's the old Ethiopic gutters construction? Mezmure,
Mezmore means a psalm of. So it's, you have to follow it up with a psalm of what, of who? Mezmore Dawit. Mezmore corresponds to yeh. In that sense, yeh mezmor. So we have a different construction here for the Ethiopic Mezmore Dawit, a psalm of David. Like we say, Haile Selassie, Haile, the power of Selassie, also a good construct. Essentially, both are the same, the difference being the syntax or the word order of the new and old. The subscription and titling of the psalms first appears in Psalm 3. And it last appears in Psalm 145, the 145th Mezmur or Psalm. In other words, when we're reading the Psalms, we find that the titling of the superscription, that small type after the title, it first appears in Psalm 3, and it last appears in the 145th Mezmur or the 145th Psalm. Do you touch on the Negi note? Well, there's another note we have here on Negi note right here. Neginot. One more note on neginot. Neginot, the Hebraic string instrument. And the neginot in the Hebrew be neginot, begenawot. The neginot is likened to the begenawot that are mentioned in connection with the following psalms. So the psalms that have the harps, as I know, or as far as I said, the harps, the neginot in the Hebrew, the begenawot, we have Psalm 3, Psalm 5, Psalm 53, Psalm 54, Psalm 60, Psalm 66, and Psalm 75. Again, the psalms that have in the superscription the neginot, right, the begenawot, is Psalm 3, Psalm 5, Psalm 53, Psalm 54, Psalm 60, Psalm 66, and Psalm 75. Clearly, at this point, musical and liturgy or the Kedase directions now appear as titles. So clearly we see that at this point, the musical and the liturgical for the liturgy, the Kedase, the sacred service directions, they now appear as titles and subscriptions, right, or superscriptions, some will call it, of these psalms. Psalm 4, Psalm 6, Psalm 54, Psalm 55, Psalm 61, Psalm 67, and Psalm 76. These were appended to the preceding psalms. So right there, just a couple of notes right here, here, here. And for those listening on the blog talk, either check it out, continue on the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, or once you can call in, 515-602-9761. That's 515-602-9761. So here. Uter on verse 1. Sidke Amlak Bet Rahut Gize Males Salim Bet Inkete Asefa Helin Marain Selotenem Sema. Hear me, Sema, hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness, Yetzidke Amlak, Bet Rahut Gizeh, Malesalim. Hear, answer, Malesalim, answer to me, Bet Rahut, Terahut, Terahut, Terah to call, Terahu, I call Terahut, and I call Bet Rahut Gizeh. When I call, you had Sid K, Siddiq, righteousness, Sid K, my righteousness, yeah, of Sid K, of my righteousness, Amlak, the source, right, the worshipful one, the source, the Amlak, yet Sid K, Amlak, Bet Rahut Gizeh, yet Sid K, Amlak, Bet Rahut Gizeh, Males Salim. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me and hear my prayer. Be chinkete, chinket, chinket, teneke, like a tight situation. It could be tight, like physically tight, or spiritually, psychologically, a tight, like anxietous distress. Be chinkete. Chinkete, my distress, betchinkete, and in my distress, in my tightness, in my anxiety, Asefa, the eye has, Asefa, the eye has broadened. The eye has broadened, the eye has enlarged. Asefa, Asefa Helin. Now Asefa is like we say Yawasaf, Yosef, Asaf, right? To gather, as it's something gather, but also in this sense enlarging. Asefa, the eye male has enlarged. Asefa Helin, Lin, L for N, for me. Asefa Helin, Mechim Ketim, and in my distress, Asefa Helin. You have enlarged for me. Maren, Maren, Mare, mercy, me. Maren, Maren, Maren. Have mercy, mercy me. Literally, mercy me. Have mercy on me. Maren. Tselotenim and my tselot. Tselot. Tselotenim and my prayer. Shema, Shema. Let me say the Shema, Shema. Shema in the Hebrew, here we have Shema, Shema, hear, hear my prayer. Yetzidke amlak bet rahut gizei maleselim. Metim etem asefahilim. Marein, nfeloteinim, Shema, uter hulet, verse 2. Enant, yesol lejoch, iskemeche deres, lebachahun takabdalachu. Oh ye, y'all. Oh, y'all sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity and seek after leasing? Selah. Enant, enant, the pronoun speaking to like all of y'all. Enant, enant, all of y'all. Yes, so. Yeah, of Saul, Saul, of man. Soul in the singular sense of man, like the Adam of Adam, but here we have soul of man. Yeah, of soul. Lijoch, Lijoch. Lij, a child, a son, a child. Lijoch, children or sons. Enant, yes, so Lijoch. You all sons, children of man, children of humanity. Iska meche, iska until meche, meche until when? Iska meche deres, deres, reaching until when? Iska meche deres, iska meche deres, reaching until when? The sense of how long? Lebachehun, takabdalachu, lebachehun, lebachehun, lebachu, lib, right? We have the lib. The lib is the heart. Right, we have the lib, lib, lebachu, lebachu, all of y'all having one heart. It's interesting the sense right here, like all of y'all having one heart. Lebachuhun, takabdalachu, kabede, kabed, kabede, like to be heavy, like the sense of to be weighty, right, to be heavy, to be weighty. And I just wanted to check something right there, brothers and sisters, right? To be heavy, to be weighty. Takav dalachu, you're making heavy. Remember with Paro, where it says like the weighing of Pharaoh's heart, how Jehovah weighed Paro's heart through Moshe and Aharon, the heart being heavy. Lebachuhun, y'all heart. Takav dalachu, y'all making it heavy. How long will y'all make it heavy? So I check the verse right here, even in the print copy. Right, in the print copy right here, and we have right here, kentu, negarin, kentu, kentu, vein, negarin, negar, negar, like a thing, a vein matter. Lemon, te, what did I like you? Lemon, lemon, le, for men, what? Le, for men, what? Lemon, why? Lemon, te, what did I like you? Te, what did y'all loving. How long, like, and why do your love, and why do your love kentu negarin, kentu negar, a kentu negar, a vain thing, a vain matter. Kentu negarin, lemon, to what is alachu? Haset tinim, lemon, to shalachu? Haset tinim, and lies, lemon, for what or why, to shalachu. And why do you seek after? Why do you prefer? You know, why do you seek after? Why do you seek after lies? Or KJV has after leasing.
Kuter sauce, verse 3. Exiavihar, bezadku, inda tegelet eweku, exiavihar, whatever so betet rahu gize, yisamanya. But know that exiavi, the sustainer, have set apart him that is godly for himself. That is childlike for himself. Exiavi will hear when I call to him. Exiavi her sustainer, the good, the generous father. Exiavi her, exiavi the sustainer. Be tzadku. In righteous, here we have, be tzadku, right? In the tegelet eweku. Right, the tzaddik, right, is like the righteous, did by way of the righteous one, did tzaddiku, in the, as tegelet, as he is revealed as the righteous, in the righteous. It's like to say, in the righteous, like a righteous man, in the tegelet, as he's revealed in the righteous man, ewaku, y'all, all of y'all, mawek, like to know, ewaku, it's like a command, all of y'all know, if I'm saying to all, like a group of people, all of y'all know, ewaku. So what's being said here is that Xiavia, the sustainer, in the righteous, in the tegelet, ewaku, that know this, to know that the sustainer is revealed in the righteous, be'tzadik, like tzadku, in the righteous. In his righteous, like his righteous one. This is interesting because the KJV says, but know that Xavier have set apart him that is godly for himself. That's the KJV there. Here in the King of Kings Bible, Xavier ben Tzadku, in the righteous, a tzaddik, like a tzaddik, like a tzaddik, so a righteous man, ben Tzadku, in his righteous, in the righteous man, in the tegelet, revealed in the like as tegelet as he is revealed ewaku egziavi her sustainer water arsu better tarahu gize yisamanya the sustainer egziavi her water toward arsu towards him better tarahu gize when I call towards him, like in the time that I call towards him, yisamanya. He hears me. He is hearing me. He will hear me. Exiabi will hear when I call to him. He will hear. He is hearing me. He will hear me, right? And he is hearing me. He will hear me, and he hears me. In that threefold sense, like a present, like a now sense, a now to the ad infinitum, like from here forward. That's the sense of it. Kuter source here again, exiabi sarku, in the tegelatewaku, exiabi ure arsu, betetarahu gize yisamanya. Kuter arat, verse 4. Tekwetu, negergen hatiatin, atadrigu. Bemen yitachu, salachu, belabachu, aspu, zimbalu. Stand in awe and sin not. Commune with your own heart up on your bed. Be still, selah, tekwetu. Here we have tekwetu in the Amharic. It's saying like all of y'all, be angry. Be angry, y'all. Tekwetu. Remember, this is following up on the verse before, the third verse, where it says, well, the English says, but know that Xavi have set apart him that is godly for himself. The Amharic, the King of Kings Bible, brings out that Xavi, that know, y'all, that Xavi is revealed, that the sustainer is revealed, that Jehovah is revealed in his righteous, in his like righteous one, in the righteous one. Therefore, in Kuta Arat, verse 4 says, tekwetu, be all angry, tekwetu, be angry, y'all, negergin. However, on the other hand, negergin, but, or however, on the other hand, the sense of but, negergin, chatiatin, chatiat, lack, uckery, sin, chatiat, missing, lack, sin, uckery, chatiatin, atadugu.
Atadrigu, atadrigu, atadrigu. Don't y'all do. Negergen hatiatin atadrigu. But don't y'all do akari. But sin not. Don't y'all do lack. Bemenyatachu on your bed. Menyata. Menyata is like tenya. Tenya like to lie down. The menyata is like the laying down place. Bemenyatachu on y'all laying down place. Salachu while y'all are. The sense of the menyatachu. Salachu while y'all are laying down. Bemenyatachu, salachu, belibachu, aspu, belibachu, in your heart, in your mind, and like in your innermost, you know, belibachu, in your heart, aspu, aspu, think, reckon this, right? Like think deeply on this, reckon this, aspu, aspu, all of y'all think on this, zim, silence, zim, zim, say silence, zim, bello, be silent, it says be still, zim, bello. Zimbello, 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 like saying to a group of people, they're noisy, zimbello, 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 like be quiet. So here, this verse again, tekwetu, negrin, hatiatin, atadugu, bemenitachu, salachu, belabachu, asbu, zimbel, kuter, amis, verse 5. Yes, irkin, meswaeta, sawu, begziabiharin, tamenu. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Exiavihrin, sustainer, Yahweh. Yes, Tzidkin, Tzidik is righteousness, yeah, of righteousness, yeah, Tzidkin, Meswa'it, 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 that which is offered, we could say the sacrifice or the offering, Meswa'it, of righteousness, yet it can meswa it, the offering of righteousness, sawu, 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 offer up, now, every time I emphasize this, but this is basic and hard, but in the more archaic sense, yet it can meswa it, sawu, yet it can meswa it, sawu, sawu, but in today's Amharic, sawu, 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 saying all of you are to offer. Offer, sawu, the meswa, it, the meswa, it, the offering, yetzidik, tzidik, of righteousness, yetzidkin, the meswa, it, sawu, be gziyavihrim, and in the sustainer, be gziyavihrim, and in the sustainer, tamenu. Tamenu, put your trust, put your amen, your amen, your amen, all of y'all. Tamenu, tamenu, your credit, your admittance, your trusting as truth. Be exiavihrin sustainer. Yes, it kina meswa ita so. Be exiavihrin tamenu. Kuter sidist, verse 6. The going manya sayanal. Yemilu bizunacho abetu yefite bran belayachin tawaka zibi. Many that say, who will shew us any good? Who will shew us good? Lord abetu, my father, thy father, O Ab of the Beit, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Begoin manya sayenal. Begoin, that which is good, that which is charitable, another word for good, but this is good in the sense of a kind of a charitable sense, bego, begoin, begoin, that which is bego, that which is good or charitable, man, man, who, man, yasayenal, yasayenal, who will cause us to see, who will show us, yasayenal, who will show us, so here's the question, begoin, man, yasayenal. Yemilu, bizunacho, yemilu, yemilu. Those who say, yemilu, what do they say? They're going, manya sayanal, who will show us good, who will be charitable like to us, who will show us any charity. They're going, manya sayanal, yemilu, bizu, bizu, nuff, nuff ones, bizu, nacho, nuff they are, nuff ones they are, yemilu, that say, who will show us any charity.
Begowen manya sayonal yemilu bizunachu abetu. My father, father of the house, Abba the Beit, abetu. Correspond to the Lord, abetu. Yefite, not corresponding to the Lord, but we say here in the Psalms, especially in the Psalms, right? We see the capital Lord in this sense. We're saying like father, father of the house, abetu. Right? Yefite. Feet, feet is face, yeah, of fitihe, fitihe, of the eye, male face, yeah, fitihe, burhan, burhan, the light, the illumination of thy face, of thy countenance, of thy presence, of thy perception, yeah, fitihe, burhan, belayachin, belayachin, belay, belay, to be above, belayachin, to be above us, upon us. Yefite, burhan, belayachin, belayachin, tauke, tauke, cause it to be known. So instead of the King James has lift up the light of thy countenance, thy face, thy countenance, thy presence, thy perception upon us, here we have abetu. Yefite, burhan, belayachin, tauke, tauke, cause it to be known, cause the light of thy countenance, that light of thy face to be almost like recognized, recognizable upon I and I and I. Begowen, manya sayonal, yemi lo bizunacho, habetu, yefite brahan, belayachin, tauwaka, kutera sabat, verse 7. Belibe desitana temere. Kasinde frena koina kazetim yilika beza. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that I was at. The corn and the wine increased. Be libe, libe, lib heart in amharic, lib libe, my heart, be libe in my heart. Desita, desita, happiness, gladness, joy. Belibe desitan, temere, temere, temere. You have increased, temere. The I, male, the I has increased. Joy, happiness, gladness in my heart. Belibe desitana, temere. Kasinde, kasinde. Sinde, 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 sinde is like the, is like the grain. Sinde is like the grain, if I'm correct. The grain, the wheat grain, the sinde, cause sinde, right, from the grain, freina, right, the grain, for the fruit of the grain, cause sinde, fre, fre, fruit, cause sinde, freina, kawain, and from wine, 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 in the Amharic, corresponds in the Hebrew, we say yayin. It's like we say wadeda, right? And yededa, we say wadeda in the Amharic, the Hebrew, the yededa, yededa, like in jadida, yedidia, right? But here we have woyin, woyin in the Amharic for wine, similar to the yayin. So a W and in the different dialects, sometimes a W, the W and the Y, the interchange. But here we have kawain, the wine, ka from wain, 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 kawain, kawain, ka zeitim, zeitim, zeit, zeit, zeit is the oil, right? The oil, ka zeitim, yilik, yilik, more than, right? More than or exceeding, beza, 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 to become nothing. Beza, to increase. Belibe desipan temere. Kasinde frena, kawain kazetim, yilk beza. Puter cement. Verse 8. Cement. Besalame tenyalo. Anak elafalo hum abeto. Ante bichahin bennet asadrehinyalina. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. For thou, the I, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Be salam, in salam, in peace. Be salam, etenyalo, Etenyalehu etenyalo. Besalam etenyalo. Anak elafalahum. And I slept. Anak elafalahum. I would lay down in peace. Actually saying in peace, I lay down. Right? Anak elafalahum. And I sleep. And I sleep. Abitu. My father, O father of the house, Abe. My father, Abitu. Father of the house, ante, ante, you, the I, the pronoun you, speaking directly to Abba, ante, the I, bichahin, bichah, alone, only, bichahin, only, the I, only the I, this is like say, ante, the I, the pronoun, bichah, this is to say, only, in the good is, it's the bahit, like we say, the bahit tawi. But here in the market, the bichahin, bichahin, anta bichahin, the I only, be imnet, imnet. Imnet is often translated as faith, right? Imnet is often translated as faith, comes from the amene, amene, the amene root, right? The amen, the amene root. In the Hebrew, we say emuna, emuna, to say like faith, like in faith. But to bring out the active sense, in trust, in confidence, in trust, in credit, in confidence, in admittance. Be'imnet, right? Be'imnet. Asadrehenyalina. You cause, for you cause me to dwell, for you cause me to spend the night, in that sense. You cause me to spend the night, be'imnet, in confidence, in evidence, in trust. Right, that's the sense of safely. It's interesting because this is the actual word in the Amharic for, like, say, in faith. When we say in faith in the simple translation, be'imnet, in credit, in admittance, in trusting, trustworthy, trustingness. Besalam itenyalo an kelafalohum ante bichahin be'imnet asadrehenyalina. So here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Malkiah Tzedek. Let's hear the native speaker go through it, what we call the word nabab, you know, like the flowing reading, the chanting of it. Here, today's daily psalm, Bamarinya.
Mazmur Arat. Lemazamran aleka, bebegenawich, yedawit mazmur. የጽድቄ አምላክ በጠራሁት ጊዜ መለሰልኝ በጭንቀቴም አሰፋህልኝ ማረኝ ጸሎቴንም ስማ እናንተ የሰው ልጆች እስከ መቼ ድረስ ልባችሁን ታከብዳላችሁ ከንቱ ነገርን ለምን ትወዳላችሁ ሐሰትንም ለምን ትሻላችሁ እግዚአብሔር በጻድቁ እንደተገለጠ ወቁ እግዚአብሔር ወደ እርሱ በተጣራው ጊዜ ይሰማኛል ተቆጡ ነገር ግን ኃጢያትን አታድርጉ በመኝታችሁ ሳላችሁ በልባችሁ አስቡ ዝም በሉ የጽድቅን መስዋዕት ሰው በእግዚአብሔርም ታመኑ በጎውን ማን ያሳየናል የሚሉ ብዙ ናቸው አቤቱ የፊትህ ብርሃን በላያችን ታወቀ በልቤ ደስታን ጨመር ከስንዴ ፍሬና ከወይን ከዘይትም ይልቅ በዛ በሰላም ተኛለሁ አንቀላፋለሁ አቤቱ አንተ ብቻህን በእምነት አሳድረኸኛልና
Oh yeah that part right there, you know, like there's these prayers that ones and ones teach, you know, we teach our children and also for teach ourselves, right? And our children, right? First teach yourself, then teach your child. Yeah, we teach ourselves and then we teach our children. And here in this, that verse right there reminded me of this other psalm right over here. But this can be said, okay, yeah, in Psalm 3, right? In Psalm 3 in the KJV, this should be the fifth verse where it says, I lay me down and I sleep. I awake for the Lord sustain me, right? For the Lord, for Jehovah sustain me. That can be said like upon rising. Right, that can be said from Psalm 3, verse 6, upon rising, like just a word of power, a haylakal, right, a word of power upon rising, and upon laying down to rest, this eighth verse in the KJV corresponds to the ninth verse in the Hebrew. In peace will I both lay me down and sleep, for thou, Lord, makest me dwell alone in safety. Here, bringing out the Hebrew sense of the verse. So looking at Psalm 3, verse 5, upon laying down, you know, I lay me down and I sleep. I awake. So it's a sense of laying down and sleeping, and also looking forward to the awakening for Exiavia, for Yahuwah, Jehovah sustaineth me. And upon rising in the next psalm, Psalm 4, right at the eighth verse, right there, in peace will I both lay me down and sleep, going to rest, catching a rest, for thou, Jehovah, alone makest I to dwell in safety, makest me dwell alone in faith, in confidence, in ifidence, in jaffidence, right here. Wadada, Wadada, yes sir.
He goes away from Africa with the intention to steal our culture. The good father passed by and said, humble yourself, my children. Humble yourself, my little one. Humble yourself. Oh, my brother, Ethi.
Psalm 4. Hear me when I call, O God of my righteousness. Thou hast enlarged me when I was in distress. Have mercy upon me, and hear my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will ye turn my glory into shame? How long will ye love vanity, and seek after leasing? Selah. But know that the Lord hath set apart him that is godly for himself. The Lord will hear when I call unto him. Stand in awe, and sin not. Commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still. Selah. Offer the sacrifices of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time that their corn and their wine increased. I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety, dwell in safety.
מזמור ד' למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד. וקוראי ענני אלוהי צדקי, בצר הרחבת לי, חונני ושמע תפילתי. בני איש, עד מי כבודי לכלימה תאהבון רי, תבקשו חזב סלע. ודעו כי הפלא אדוני חסיד לו, אדוני ישמע בקורי אליו. רגזו ואל תחטאו, אמרו בלבבכם על משקפכם ודומו סלע. זבחו זבחי צדק וביטחו אל אדוני. רבים אומרים מי יראינו טוב, נשא עלינו אור פניך אדוני. נתת שמחה וליבי מעט דגנם ותירושם רבו. בשלום יחדיו אשכבה ואישן, כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבטח תושבים.
Food shelter and clothes. I have a gift hand. Gift hand to highly. I'm in love in Africa. Self. Humble yourself.
Mubadada, Jadida, Jadidiao, yes I, greater than Solomon. Yes I, so here, it's a little portion right here of time that we have right here of the Midrash, the study on today's daily psalm, Psalm 4, right here.
Rav Hoshaya said, is there another and other nation like this nation whose decrees, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim himself conforms to? Rav Hoshaya said, is there another and other nation like this nation whose decrees, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, that Elohim himself conforms to? Conforms in what way? When the Ziknei Yisrael, when the elders of Israel meet to decree a leap year, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, conforms to their decision. With the elders in mind, David said, I call to God Most High, to God that approves the cause I have in hand. Even in Psalm 57, Hebraically, verse 3. Mizmor Nun Zain, Non Zain. Psalm 57, Psalm LVII. Here, Hebraically, the Gimel, Gamel, third verse. Ekra Lelohim Elyon, Lael Gomer Alai. I will cry, I will call out to the I by name, Ekra, Ekra, Lelohim, Elyon. I will call out to Elohim, Most High, to Elohim, the Highest. Ekra, Lelohim, Elyon, to El, the true good, the true God, Almighty. La, El, Gomer, Alai, that accomplishes it for me. Ekra Lelohim Elyon, Lael Gomer Alai. I call to Elohim Elyon, to Elohim, the highest Elohim, true good, true God, to El, the true good, the true God, to El, the Almighty that approves the cause that I have in hand. Ekra Lelohim Elyon, Lael Gomer Alai. By this he...
Yes, brothers and sisters, you know, I'd like to share this one right here, the ninth. That was 4 to 5 of the Midrash right there. That would carry us to the fulfillment here of this podcast. You know, perhaps ones are interested in that, and hopefully in the forwards, and we'll get this digitalized, you know, so that ones and ones can be able to check it out on the platform. Still working on it. The work is in progress right here. I'd like to share this right here as we build on the sacred service and the order of the service. This is the ninth section of the Midrash to study right here.
Allah Mishaka Vikem, the Domu Selah, Rigzua V Alatechet Au Himru, Villa Vavikem, Allah Mishaka Vikem, the Domu Selah. Tremble and sin not, commune with your own heart upon your bed, and be still forever. Rigzu we alatechat au imru abila babekem Allah mishaka bekem we domu sella.
Here. Today's daily psalm is more dalit. Psalm 4. Here the hey verse, the fifth verse, Hebraically. Tremble, rigzu, and sin not we alatechat au. Tremble, y'all, rigzu. With alatechatau, and uk up nine, and don't uk up, don't sin. With alatechatau, imru, commune, speak, imru, bila babekem, commune with your own heart. Allah mishaka bekem, upon your bed. Al mishaka bekem, upon the place that you lay, that you lie down. With domu selah, and be still, and be silent. With domu selah. Forever. David said to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, to the children of Israel, how long will y'all sin and stir up trouble by saying, there's a blemish in David and David. He is a descendant of Ruth, the Moabite. Hear Midrash note, reference to Ruth, chapter 4, verses 17 to verse 22.
commune with your own heart upon your bed. Imru, vilavavekem, ala mishkavekem. Imru, speak y'all. Imru, bilababekem, with your own heart. Bilababekem, ala mishkavekem, up on your bed, your laying down place. From what sort of marriage bed do you come? From the prohibited marriage of a man to two sisters? And here, Midrash note, Yaakov, Jacob married Rachel and Leah, Rachel and Leah. Refer to Bereshit, Genesis chapter 29, verses 16 to 23, and Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 18. Since such a marriage was not prescribed until the time of Moshe, of Moses, it was still lawful in Yaakov, in Jacob's time, in Jacob's Iowa. Jacob's Iowa. Jacob's Regard Iowa. Your own descent and be still forever. Regard your own descent with Domu Selah, the Domu Selah, and be silent, be still forever. Hear me, Midrash note, how long will you sin, how long will you utter? Vidomu Selah, and be still and be silent forever. Thus we have the P.E., the printed edition. In the E.T., the edited text is said to be incomplete. In Ruth Rabbah 8 and 1, David's counter-argument is amplified further and applied particularly to the tribe of Yehuda, to the tribe of Judah, whose origins go back to the adulterous union of Yehuda, of Judah, with Tamar. Here, refer to Bereshit, to Genesis chapter 38. A different comment, according to Rav Acha, where it reads, tremble and sin not. Rigzu wa'al techetau. Rigzu wa'al techetau. Tremble and sin not means make your tempter tremble with fear, and he will be unable to make you sin, and he will be unable to make you akah. But according to HaRebbanim, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, Rigzua ve'ala techetau, tremble and sin not, it means make your tempter tremble with frustration, and he will be unable to make you sin, and he will be unable to make you akah. Thus, like this, you will not fall into the grip of sin, into the grip of akari. Of akari. Of akari. Of akari. In a Midrash note, apparently both Rav Acha and Ha Rebbanim and the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, they interpret rigazu, tremble, as ragezo, a piela, the intensive aspect of the verb. Imperative with the suffix all, referring to him as direct object. The comment of HaRebbani, the rabbis, the scholars of Torah, the Memheran, may also be rendered, quote, starve or mortify your tempter. Starve your tempter. Mortify your tempter. Rigzu. With alatechetau. It is taught in a Mishnah. In a Mishnah, here. The Mishnah is Yoma 8 and 9, the study, the teaching, the Mishnah, that Rav Eliezer ben Yaakov, Eliza ben Jacob said, the Lord is the hope, mikweh of Israel, according to Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 13. Mikweh Yisrael, Yehovah, thou hope of Israel, Mikweh Yisrael, Yahweh. This means that as the ritual bath of purification, the Mikweh, some say Mikveh, cleanses those who are impure, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Holy One, the Sanctified, the Set Apart, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, cleanses Yisrael. Now, which of the two can go to the other? The ritual bath to the unclean person, or the unclean person to the ritual bath? Obviously, the unclean person has to go to the ritual bath, let himself down and immerse himself in it, and immerse and baptize himself in it. So also must Israel go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who will cleanse them. Hence, here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declared to Yisrael, I say to you, when you would pray, go to the Knesset, the Mikrav, to the synagogue, in your city,
when you cannot go to HaKnesset, to the Mikrab, to the Yehudi church, to the synagogue in your city, pray in your open field. When you cannot go to your open field, pray in your house, Beitika, in your bait. When you cannot go to Beitika, to your house, your bait, pray upon your bed. When you cannot pray aloud in your bed, commune with your heart. Imru biel babekem ala mishakabekem, commune with your own heart. Imru biel babekem, speak y'all in your own heart, speak to your own heart. Al mishakabekem, upon your bed. With domu selah, and be still. Selah, pause.
Selah, pause. Selah, pause. Selah.
So here, midrash note. A play on this word mikwe.
Word mikwe.
Mikwe. Some say mikve in modern Hebrew, ancient Hebrew, mikwe. A play on this Hebrew word mikwe that can be translated either as hope, mikwe, or ritual bath of purification, mikwe. Ancient Hebrew pointing mikwe, modern Hebrew mikve. Vidom, and be still. Vidom. What is meant by widomu, and be still? Rav Yudan said, it means that you must refrain from the sin, the uckery, you might commit. For when you so refrain, what does the mizmor, the psalm, the chant, go on to tell you? Here in the vav, or the waweh, Hebraically, the sixth verse, it goes on to tell you, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivchu azivchei azedek, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness. Zivchu zivchei azedek. That is as though Ha'el, the true good, the true God, Ha'el, were saying to you, I shall reckon your refraining as if you had built an altar, mizbeach, and offered an olah, burnt, ascension offering, and many other sacrifices upon it. Note that the mizmor does not speak of only one sacrifice, but of sacrifices. Thus, zivchei tzedek, zivchu, sacrifice y'all, you all sacrifice, zivchu, zivchei tzedek, the sacrifices of tzedek, zivchei tzedek. Commune with your own heart up on your bed and be still. Commune. Nimru biel babekem ala mishakabekem with domu. This verse, the verse it means, we are taught, I and I are taught, that a man reciting the Shema, in HaKnesset, in the Mikrab, in the Yehudi church, in the synagogue, in the morning has done what he ought. But in the evening, though he has recited HaShema, the Shema, in the Knesset, in the synagogue, the Mikrab, he has not done what he ought, unless he recites it again at home in his bed. Ala Mishka Bekem. Lamaze. Why? In order to drive the demons, the klipot, away from Habayit, away from the house. And here, Midrash note. That is, if you cannot go to your Knesset, your Mikrab, the Yehudi church, the synagogue, because you are busily at work in your field, pray there. If you cannot manage to pray in the field, wait until you reach your home and pray there. If you are traveling and cannot pray in your home, pray upon your bed while you rest. If you are on the move and cannot pray up on your bed, Allah Mishka Bekem, commune with your heart, imru bi al babekem. Speak, commune. Speak within your own heart. Speak to your own heart. Heart to Kali. We are also taught that after a man concludes the blessing of redemption, that begins with the words true and firm. Amet vi yatziv. Amet wi yatsib, true and firm. Amet wi yatsib,
true and firm. He may not recite any prayer on his own behalf, but must go on immediately with the Shemoneh Esrei, with the Amidah, with the 18 benedictions. And here, Midrash note, this portion of the Avodah, of the service, that is made up of 18 benedictions, the Shemoneh Esrei, is also known as Tefillah, prayer or Amidah, standing, referred to the Hebrew Siddur, the authorized prayer book. This teaching applies, however, only to the Baraka, the blessing of redemption, of the morning service, of the Tefillata Shacharit, of the morning service. For Rav Ze'era said in the name of Rav Abba Bar Yeremiah, Abba Bar Jeremiah, Ermis, there are three occasions that require one action to follow immediately up on another, upon another. The slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must come immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon its head. The bracha, the blessing over the bread, must be said immediately after the rite of washing the hands. And the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 benedictions, blessings, must be said immediately after the blessing of redemption. Midrash note, both the bracha, the blessing at the washing of the hands, and the bracha, the blessing over the bread, are found in the Siddur, the prayer book, the authorized prayer book. That the slaughtering of the sacrificial animal must follow immediately after the rite of laying the hands upon his head is shown by the verses even in Vayikra in Leviticus chapter 1 verses 4 and 5 where it reads, "And he shall lay his hand upon the head of the burnt offering, and he shall kill the bullock before the Lord," lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah. That the bracha, the blessing over the bread, must follow immediately after the rite of washing the hands is shown by the verse even in Psalm 134, Hebraically the second verse, Psalm 134, verse 2, where it reads, "Lift up your hands in holiness and bless the Lord." Su'a yedekem kodesh, u'avarku eti Yehovah. Lift up your hands to the sanctuary or in holiness. Su'a yedekem kodesh, and bless ye and bless y'all. U'barku eti Yehovah. Bless y'all Jehovah, he who be who he be. Hakadosh, baruku, baruch Hashem. And that the Shemoneh Esrei, the 18 benedictions, must follow immediately after the bracha, the blessing of redemption, is shown by the verse, even the verse from Psalm 19, Hebraically the 15th verse, Psalm 19, verse 15, that reads, "Let the words of my mouth be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my Redeemer." Yehiyu ale ratzon na'im reifi, ve'hegiyon libi lifanekai Yehovah suri ve'goali. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable before thee in thy presence, O he who be who he be, my rock and my redeemer. Yehiyu liratzon imrei fi ve'hegiyon libi lifanekai Yehovah suri ve'goali. And by the verse that follows immediately, even in the next psalm, in the Kaf, Mizmor Kaf, Psalm 20, Hebraically the second verse that reads, "The Lord answer thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee I." Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom tzara, yesagavka Hashem Elohe Yaakov. He who be who he be, answer thee I in the day of trouble, the day of anxiety. Ya'ankai Yehovah b'yom tzara, the name of Elohe Yaakov, the Elohim of Jacob, set thee I up on high. Yesagavka Hashem Elohe Yaakov. In the Midrash note here, the phrase, "my redeemer," goali, my redeemer, is taken as an allusion to the bracha, the blessing of redemption. And the phrase, "the Lord hear thee," "the Lord hear thee I," Here the I in the next verse is taken as an allusion to the Shemona Esrei, to the 18 benedictions that are prayers of petition. Avetuta. When a man performing a sacrifice slaughters the animal immediately after the laying on of hands, no fault will mar the sacrifice. When a man pronounces Habraka, the blessing over the bread, immediately after the washing of his hands, HaSatan, Satan, the adversary, will bring no accusations against him during the meal. Finally, when a man says the Shemona Esrei, the 18 benedictions, immediately after the Braka of redemption, HaSatan, the adversary, Satan, will bring no accusations against him in the course of the day. Another comment on Zivchu or Zivcheyetz Edek, offer the sacrifices of righteousness. Ua Vitachu Ali Yahuwah, and put your trust, your confidence. Ua Vitachu Ali Yahuwah, in He who be, who He be, in Jehovah. Rav Chia taught that these words are to be read in the light of the verse, even the verse from Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 18, verse 30, that reads, "Therefore shall y'all keep my charge, that ye, y'all practice not any of these abominable customs that were practiced before you, and that ye, that y'all defile not yourselves therein. I am the Lord your God." O shamar tema eta mishamarti levelti sota mechukota hato erota asharana sua lifnechem loa tiat amua bahem ani yahua elohekem. Therefore shall ye all keep my charge. O shamar tema eta mishamarti, that ye that y'all do not any of these abominable customs, that were done before you, and that ye that y'all defile not yourselves, that y'all don't contaminate yourselves therein, with lo tiat amuwa bahem. Ani Yahuwa Elohekem, I be He who be, who He be, Yol Elohim. Ani Yahuwa Elohekem. The words, the Devarim, the words, "Therefore shall ye keep my charge." Ua Shemartem, Eta Mishmarti. Therefore shall y'all keep my charge. Ua Shemartem, Eta Mishmarti. Mean that Ha'el Elohim, the true God said, "Therefore, set up a guard that y'all do what I charge y'all to do." Midrash note, enact additional measures to safeguard the observance of biblical precepts. And what did Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, intend by saying, "Ani Yahuwah Elohekem, I be He who be, who He be, Yol Elohim. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. Ani Yahuwah Elohekem. I be He who be, who He be, Yol Elohim. I shall be close at hand to give you your reward." But Rav Nathan asks in the name of Rav Acha, "Is not this point fully made in Scripture in the verse that reads, even from today's Psalm, Mizmor Dalet, offer the sacrifices of righteousness and put your trust in Jehovah. Zibchu, zibcheyetz edeka, ua bitachu eli Yahuwah. Sacrifice the sacrifices of righteousness. Zibchu, zibcheyetz edek, and put your trust, ua bitachu, and put your confidence, your eifidence, eli Yahuwah. Il Yahuwah, in Jehovah, and He who be, who He be." That is as though HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, "Reach your hands out to do righteous deeds, and trust me, and trust I to give you your reward, 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 your reward."
So here we have
have Psalm 3 and Psalm 4. Hail up, Job, come on. Hear, hear, hear. Psalm 3 and Psalm 4. Basically the morning prayer and the evening prayer. Hear, hear, hear.
David וברכו מפני אבשלום בנו אדוני מרבו שרי רבים קמים עלי רבים אומרים לנפשי אין ישוע אתה לא באלוהים צלע ואתה אדוני מגן בעדי בודי ומרים ראשי קולי אל אדוני אקרא ויענני מאר קודשו צלע אני שכבתי ואישנה רק יצאותי כי אדוני יצמיחני לא יירא מרבבותם אשר סביב שתו עלי שתו עלי קום אדוני הושיעני אלוהי כי הכית את כל אויבי לכי שיני רשעים שיברת לאדוני הישוע על עמך ברכתך צלע ברכתך צלע למנצח בנגינות מזמור לדוד וקוראים ענני אלוהי תפקי בצער יחפת לי חנני ושמעת תפילתי בני איש עד מה כבודי לך ממטה אבון ריק תבקשו כזב צלע ודו כי יפלא אדוני חסיד לו אדוני שמע וקורי אליו תגשו ואל תצאו אם הוא בלבבכם על משכבכם ודונו צלע דיברו דיברי צדק ודיברו אל אדוני רבים אומרים ירנו טוב נעשה עלינו אור פניך אדוני נתת שמחה בלבי מאת גנם ותירו שם רבו בשלום ידה ושמה ואישן כי אתה אדוני לבדד לבית התושיבני לבית התושיבני לבית התושיבני
Many, 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 many there are that say, oh, that we could see some good,
that some good, that some good.
Many, 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 many there are that say, oh, that we could see some good,
some good, some good.
Many, 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 many there are that say, oh, that we could see some good. Rabim omrim, miya yarenu tov. Many there are that say, Rabim, Omrim, oh, that we could see some good. Mi yareinu tov, mi yareinu tov. The many, the Rabim, the Rabim, the many, the nuff-nuff ones, the Rabim, are the Goyei Haaretz, saying to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites. Here, today's Psalm, Mizmor Dalet, Psalm 4, Hebraically, right here, the Zayin, the seventh verse. Rabbim, Omrim, mi yareinu tov. Many, enough ones there are that say, oh, that we, that I and I could see some good. Mi yareinu tov. The many, the Rabbim, are the Goyi Haaretz, are the nations and nationalities, the Gentiles, the international community of the earth, of the earthly plane, saying to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons of Yisrael, the sons of Israel, to the Israelites, saying to Ainai, oh, that we could share with you in the good of the world to come. Oh, that we could share with y'all in the Olam Haba. The Bnei Yisrael, the sons of Israel, the sons of the Sar of El, the prince of the Almighty, Yashar El, the upright of the Almighty Yisrael, the man who sees El, the true good, the true God. Ainai reply, in how many afflictions, in how many servitudes, in how many massacres have I and I given our lives for the hallowing, the sanctifying, the setting apart of Hashem, of the name. And yet you, and yet y'all, without any suffering at all, without any suffering at all, think that the good of the Olam Haba, the good of the world to come, is yours? For the asking, for the asking, for the asking. And how enough afflictions, and how enough servitudes, and how enough massacres have I and I given I and I lives for the sanctifying, the setting apart, the eilifying of Hashem, of the name. And yet you and yet y'all, without any suffering at all, think that the good, the tov of the Olam Haba is yours for the asking. Here, Midrash, no, literally in the P, the Prince edition, to stamp it out of the heel is yours for the asking, is yours to stamp it out of the heel. The ET, the edited text reads, to stamp them out on the heel. Some say that does not make sense, but in the Yaakov sense, it does. Rabim Omrim, mi yareinu tov. Nuff. There are that say, oh, that we, that I and I could see some good. Lord, like an ensign, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Nisa aleinu ora panekai Yehovah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Nisa aleinu or panekai Yehovah, Jehovah, like an ensign. Hear Midrash note, extending the Hebrew nisa, lift up, into like an ensign or the nace. So we have nisa, lift up, and like an ensign, nace, like a flag, an ensign, a banner, nace, lift up. Nisa aleinu, lift up upon I and I, or light, paneka, of thy face, of thy presence, of thy perception, or panekai Yehovah, of he who be, who he be. Here we have a quotation from the priestly benediction, the priestly blessing, Bamidbar in Numbers chapter 6, verse 26. David hopes for better things for Ha'am, for the people, for Jah people, by praying that he, even he who be, who he be, will bless them, will bless I and we. Rav Huna taught in the name of Rav Acha that here the Data Yisrael, the aggregation of Israel, says, we, I and I, await the setting up of Ha'el's, the true good, the true God, of Ha'el's ensign, of Ha'el, Ha'el's banner, of Ha'el's standard, of Ha'el's flag, as it is written, even in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah chapter 49, verses 22 to 23, behold, I will lift up my hand to the nations, and set up mine ensign to the peoples, and they shall bring thy sons in their bosom, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders, and kings shall be thy foster fathers. Koh amar Adonai Yahweh. Thus saith Adonai Yehoweh. Thus saith Adonai, he who be, who he be. Kohamar Adonai Yehoweh. Behold, hine sa illa goyima yadi. Behold, hine. I will lift up my hand to the nations. Esa il goyim yadi. I will lift up to the nations my hand. Hine esa il goyim yadi, we il amim arima nisi, and set up mine ensign to the peoples, we il amim arib nisi, and they shall bring thy sons in their bosoms, we heyabiu banayik bi chotzen, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. O abe notayik, Allah katefa tiana sena, and kings shall be thy foster fathers. Wihayu milakim o manayik, wihayu milakim o manayik. Here, speaking to she. But according to Rav Yohanan, the verse is to be read, Lord Jehovah, lift thou up the light of thy countenance, the or panikai Yehovah, upon us. Nisa aleinu, nisa, lift up aleinu upon I and I, or panika Yehovah, the light of thy face up on us. That is, the Dati Yisrael, the aggregation of Israel, says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, Ribon Hashel HaOlami, Master of the Universe. We look for nothing, but the shining of Paneka, the eye face, the eye perception, thy presence. As is said, even in Psalm 80, Hebraically verse 20, O Lord God of hosts, restore us, restore I and I, cause thy face to shine, and we and I and I shall be saved. And here, Mizmor Fe, Psalm 80, Hebraically here, the 20th verse, Yahuwah Elohim Tzvaota, Heshevenu, Hayera Paneka, Weniwashea. O Jehovah, he who be who he be, Elohim of hosts, Elohim of armies, Yahuwah Elohim Tzvaot, restore us, restore I and I, Heshebeinu, restore I and I, Hayer Paneka, cause thy face to shine, Hayer Paneka, cause thy face to illuminate, to shine, Win Washea, and we shall be assured, and we shall be saved, Win Washea. Yahuwah Elohim Tzvaota, Heshiveinu, Hayera Paneka,
Yes, when Washea, I and I shall be assured, saved, victorious. Yes, I. Shalom, Havarim. Shalom, Rastafari.